married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from? Cotton Eye Joe. If it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe, I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from? Cotton Eye Joe.
We'll be right back. coming close. Closer. Because the more you think you see, the easier it'll be to fool you. My job? To take that most precious of gifts you give me, your attention, and use it against you.
Hit it!
Okay, welcome to the art of phone larking.
Oh, you know what time it is?
Yes, sir. I'm well aware of what time it is.
Hit it!
Sir?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's so damn funny?
You're a faggot. That's what's funny.
So let me ask. May I ask a question?
Sure. Yeah, anything.
Exactly. How much longer are you expecting to sit here and listen to this before I hang up? Well, do most people just go ahead and hang up?
Can I ask you one more question?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, how many fingers can your wife take in her ass?
Looks good.
You know, your wife can get in on this, too, if you want. We can all have, like, the big orgy on that couch.
Well, actually, I'm not... okay with that.
You're welcome to join us if you like.
Look, yeah, because I'm not wearing any clothes. Here, company, come over, make the meatloaf.
Jeannie, what would you say about Zeta's future?
Genital words.
I'm a hacker. I hack computers, and I'd have your profile up here.
No, I have uncles that, you know, would cut you guys all into pieces.
Listening is really important. You get a call from any of those people posting on Craigslist, you need to not listen to them if they call you. They're saying they're running an experimental lab.
We are electrocuting monkeys to test out a new lip gloss.
You what? You electrocuting monkeys?
Well, we're electrocuting some of them. In other words, we're cracking a lip at.
Who needs to leave my freaking number?
Yeah, I'm fine, John. I keep trying to ask because Dan just fucked me up and I didn't expect it. He gives me the phone and he just fucks me up. What the fuck?
Man, how big is your husband?
It's none of your fucking business.
Excuse me, man. Don't use that language.
Hit it!
Yeah, thanks for calling me gay, asshole.
Go, 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 go. All right, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Drunken Dryad Show. No, I
Kaka!
Kaka! This week, I am not drunk. Matter of fact, I was in pain for a lot of hours after that. I don't know if you guys remember, but the show actually ended like this. You guys were doing a prank, then your prank ended, and then I went, that's been a full larking, and hung up.
Yeah, that was great. No,
dude, I literally had puked like four times, but then I tried to keep my show going. What I was doing is I was sitting there feeding you guys numbers so you guys could keep pranking, and then I was fucking falling out. And finally, my wife said, "Man, you gotta end this." I said, "Well, wait for that phone over there. Wait to, you know, the little symbol." I said, "Wait for it to be hung up." And so she told me when it was, and I just got up and went, "That's really hard to phone arguing," and then shut it down.
Yeah, no, that was great.
Then
I liked that.
Then I puked. Probably about 15 times in the next 12 hours, and I hurt really bad, like my throat muscles and, you know, that whole area when you've just been dry even too much. And so just to put it lightly, Four Loko won. I tried to take the 3-4 Loko challenge. I got to 2.5 and dumped my can, and I lost. There's no winning in the Four Loko challenge.
Yeah, no. I'm sure some of the other people on the call get what you mean. Like blowjobs make your throat feel like puke. like Turbo and Dwight might know. Probably Jose.
I know the last time I threw up on alcohol like that, my stomach felt like I did ab crunches the next day.
For me, it was like in my chest, rib cage, and my throat. It was just because I think I sat and dry heaved so much, and every time I tried to eat or drink something, I just puked right away.
Yeah, all those muscles clenching, it's like working out those weird muscles. It hurts.
Yeah, it wasn't any good. But I think the show went. I think the show went pretty good. A couple of people have asked about the posting of it. Maybe you guys know. Things just haven't been getting updated on Prank Dose.
No, not that I've seen. Like, there's nothing from 2014 up.
Yeah. So I don't know, you know, maybe it's Enigma runs that, right?
Yeah.
Should have asked him earlier when he was helping me out because...
Tabachi has his own, too. Like, isn't RBCP Rape Me Tabachi's? I mean, I know Aaron the Pirate is.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So yeah. I don't know if those are updated.
So anyways, it's one of those things where it was like, okay, I don't know where they normally are, but then last week there was an issue anyways, because if you guys remember, fucking Skype crashed when I went to go at RBCP. Fucking it just crashed, and Sloth wasn't around, so we end up getting RBCP to broadcast the rest of it. He says he has it, so now I got to kind of Band-Aid the two together. But I haven't been posting the whole shows. I've just been grabbing off bits, and I've been doing that less and less lately just because I'm busy doing 10 other things. But I'll try to get some of it out there. I know I'm going to put up my doink call. Well, me and Dwight's doink call. I think that one was Doink the Clown and Dwight the Janitor, because that guy was insane. And he's going into the army, and they're going to give him a loaded gun.
Yep. Our country is fucked.
Either that, or he's going to fucking go straight to the barracks. He'll be like, what kind of fucking idiot did we give $7,500 to recruit you?
Yeah, no, instead of actually doing army shit, he's just going to watch reruns of Doink and Doink the Clown and Dwight. So
what's the record for the Four Loko challenge?
I don't know. Maybe the room knows. That was the first time I've ever drank Four Loko, and here's the problem. I didn't really realize it was one of those, like, I guess I should have just read the fucking side of the can where it said 12%. They don't taste like they're 12% alcohol. They actually taste all right. And I once I got like two of them down, all of a sudden I was like, I'm going to open a third. And then RBCP was like, dude, that's like 12 beers. And I was like, really? So pretty much, I think everybody – is it called the 2-4 Loko challenge where you got to drink two of them in a certain speed or some shit? I don't know.
I was unaware of a challenge.
I'd heard of it. Yeah, look at it. He's never even
drank – Arby, yeah.
He never even drank three of them. That's a horrible idea. And you're right. It was.
I've had three, probably so on the show.
Let me address the room. There's somebody in the room named Bo. Is it our friend Bo? Our Alaskan friend Bo? Why Bo types to answer? We'll give it a minute. Just because, well, I'm not going to sit here and say nothing. But if it is Bo, just say hi. And hey, it is Bo. All right.
Lies. I bet it's a troll.
All right, Bo. Their skepticism has very legitimate legs, but if it is you, welcome. We're hoping it'll be a pretty entertaining show.
It is Alaska host name.
I did
the who is.
Yeah, welcome, Bo. Welcome. Should be an interesting show. Last week was fun. I decided to drink before the show, and it became kind of a mess. A very funny show, but I became a mess. So tonight, I think, guys, just to catch up, we're going to go ahead and catch up on some more of these WWE calls to call on the WWE fans. That was kind of fun. Maybe we'll do a little more of them. There was a call earlier from Turbo was doing a call. Turbo Boost. He was doing a show earlier, and he came across this lady that immediately when she said hello, I knew she was crazy. And it was fun, and she's selling a meth shack on Craigslist, so I'm going to call her. She doesn't know it's a meth shack, but we know now. I'm gonna call her. Also, there was one more, wasn't there? Didn't we have something else? Oh yeah. There's a news story from a guy who does not let queers or a handicap or anything like that in his bar in Oklahoma. Yeah.
And he doesn't let blacks either.
Yeah, so we're going to go ahead and call him and tell him about the problems of his glory hole. And then also, I think if, you know, we get bored, we're going to start doing some hotel calls where we're going to – if I had credits, we'd call fucking Russia, but we don't. So we're going to call hotels and make complaints the way that people are complaining about the hotels in Russia right now. So all in all, it should be a fun night, I'm hoping. Otherwise, it'll be crappy because I'm not drunk and I have no balls when I'm not drunk. All right.
Don't tell me what to do, Jihad.
What do you mean? I don't get it. You you stopped my whole show. Stop that. Anyways, all right. Let's see. Where should we start? I tell you what, we got to. You know what? Before I move forward, I actually have a pretty big panel on tonight. Welcome, Awkward. Is this your first time on my show? I don't remember.
I think it is.
Yep, I think so too. I've had a couple of people that come and go here and there, and I just don't remember who's all been on. So welcome. Yeah. Polka's back this week. Welcome, Polka.
Hey, hi.
Sloth is hosting. Of course, Dwight, he's back, and he got his fucking hot mop, and he's pissed off. Jose.
I stole Dwight's mop yesterday.
Jose, unlike last week, are you drunk or high? Because remember, you said, let me on. I'm not drunk or high or anything.
I'm not drunk. Yeah.
Perfect. And
I'm not drinking.
Okay. And we got Turbo and Lux, as always. Welcome, guys.
What's up, Nick? Hi.
All right.
Apparently, I'm always here, so I should get a life on Fridays.
Don't welcome me ever again, Jihad.
Will do, Dwight. Awkward Jose, have you guys heard my WWE calls? Would you guys like to make one?
Yeah.
Let me hear one or two first.
Well, why don't I jump in as the radio guy? So I'll be like the radio guy this time. That's the sole purpose of my play. And so who said okay? Awkward, Jose? Who is it?
I think Jose did. Can I listen to one real quick first, just so I get a premise?
Yeah,
that's fine.
For full disclosure, I'm going to caw like a motherfucker tonight.
Yeah,
just so you all know, like, it's happening.
And I'll keep, every time you do caw, I'm going to do like a radio check, you know, so it'll be like caw,
and like,
I'll be like 97.9 The Hog.
Yeah, and like vice versa. Every time someone happens to say that for some reason,
okay,
me and Polch are cawing.
All right.
What about Charles Jr.?
Who? Bucks? Oh, we'll no, but we'll we can say brought to you by Coca-Cola. We're international. Fuck you.
Yeah, we should just do a bunch of separate drops tonight.
Yeah,
we can talk about it, Polcha.
Polka, there's somebody on this list who is who their favorite wrestler is the person they wanted to talk to of the Jake the
Snake.
No, Jake the Snake Roberts. So remember last week when I said I wanted you to be Janet the Snake Roberts because back in 2001 you got a sex change because you've always felt like you were a woman on the inside?
Yeah.
Want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay, and we'll do that. And Jose, who do you want to be wrestler-wise?
Rey Mysterio or Batista?
He's a Mexican, get it?
Yeah. Isn't there some kind of racist, stereotypic Mexican from, like, the 80s? Because back then they didn't care.
ASA.
We'll make up a fake name for you. You can be...
Jesus.
It'll be something like Pablo Estevar, but you'll be like Pablo Estar and be like, they always had me running across with drugs in the ring. I don't know. Anyways, it's your guys' call. I'm just a radio guy. So you're Janet the Snake Roberts.
Mm-hmm.
And who do you want to be, Jose, just so I can introduce you?
Any name.
How about Eddie Guerrero Jr.? He's not bad, right?
Dick Pump Jose.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll just...
You can just call me Awkward. I'll be a mental patient or something.
We'll get you in on the next one. All right, guys. Here we go. Jake Snake Roberts right there. All right. Jonathan.
Oh, I'm going first?
No. Yeah, but I'll lead.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Jonathan. Hi, Jonathan. This is Ryan Token from 97.9 The Hawk. You applied a week or so ago to talk to a WWE Hall of Famer, and you were picked, my friend.
I think you're kidding me.
I am not. You're one of the seven people that were picked for this contest.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, perfect. We're gonna go ahead and I'm gonna go ahead and start the interview. I actually have two Hall of Famers on here. I have Pablo Attar, and I have Janet the Snake Roberts, formerly known as Jake the Snake.
Kaka!
Gentlemen, are you there? Just a second. Our lines are crossed. Janet.
He hung up.
Really?
Yeah.
That quick? It even sounded weird.
Was it my belated caca?
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah. Let's just put it this way. He wasn't an idiot like every other person we've called who so far. So we'll
I know. I ruined it, guys.
Yeah, because
I was typing to Jayad in PM at the moment, and I couldn't, when he said it at first, I missed it. Well, I won't next time.
Here's the thing is last week, too. I mean, you can tell when you got somebody stupid on, right? And
now I remember it last week when Dwight was the janitor and slapped people with his mouth.
Yeah, and I was
you could tell when people were buying it. Yeah,
and I was being awesome. Doink the fucking clown. And Doink the clown's been dead for almost a year. I guess.
Oh, shit. See, I didn't know that.
Yeah, me either. Not until I looked him up the next day. All right.
when you were let's sober.
Call, let's call. Let's call.
He missed the part where I came back as Dink. Like, after you said he died. Well,
and your mics kept cutting out, too.
But, like, you mentioned me and talked about me, and then, like, everything went back to, like, I never showed up, and he was just cool with that.
All right, so tell me this, wrestling fans. I want to interview Drew Carey, celebrity inductee. Is Drew Carey an actual celebrity inductee wrestler? Like, the actor Drew Carey from The Drew Carey Show on Price is Right?
What?
I don't know.
He used to be fat. He, like, lost a bunch of weight.
I don't know. I don't know. MST, you watch it. Yeah, he is? Really? Okay, he watches that stuff. Is Drew Carey still alive? Yes, Drew Carey is still alive. he's dead on the inside, but he's stuck doing Price is Right, and he just has no... Here's the thing. I always liked Drew Carey, and he just seems to have no energy for that show. It's like, all right, and the wheel spun, and here we go. Like, at one point, like, somebody hit the head on the nail when it came to that fucking showcase showdown, like they got their exact number, right?
Oh yeah.
And that's never happened. And he was like, wow, that was amazing. That's I guess that's never happened before. It's like, dude, you're the host of the show. Act like you want to be there.
He probably gets tired. I mean, he's probably on there like 12 hours a day. I mean, I don't know.
Well, I think they shoot like 3 or 4 episodes a week and they shoot all in like a day or something. Anyways, which one am I going to call then? You want to call the Drew Carey? Who wants to be on this one? Anybody? Okay. Then we're not calling.
There's no more Janet calls.
Well, there's nobody. Well, here, we'll call. Let's call this because Tiff. All right. Last week we thought we had a few females, but we didn't. They just were guys with female numbers. This is Tiffany. Tiffany has to be a girl. There's no dudes named Tiffany. So this is Tiffany. We're calling Tiffany. Same premise. I'm actually going to introduce you, a few of you guys, like you're all freaking here.
The panel of wrestlers. BRB, my pizza's here.
Okay. Don't forget to be we're gonna call her back. Hope she knows that.
Aloha. Hi, Yuri.
Oh, she's from Hawaii.
Should have been coconut head.
Goddamn coconut heads. All right. So we're off to a roaring start. We're only 24 minutes in and we've been hung up on. in the star of the show tonight, the phone ringing, everyone. Have you ever noticed, like, when you deal with somebody that's outside the United States, that sometimes the phone rings weird? Like, there's a guy from work.
Aloha.
There's a guy that I'm going to call one more
hello.
Time.
Hello?
No, I'm calling one more time. There's a guy that I deal with regularly, and I call his phone, and it's normal. He's in Japan this week, and it's, like, weird. It rings weird. And it's the same cell phone. Okay. Right, we'll probably just have to try Tiffany in a minute. And I'm also going to shut off my TV as soon as I hang this up. It'll only take me like 1 second. My wife's sleeping, so we'll be
all right. Aloha.
Okay. I'll be right back.
Penis.
I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world.
All right, I'm back. Okay, let's look for the fucking next one. All right, screw it. I'm taking this one. What was that lady's name?
Tiffany?
The meth shack lady?
Oh,
Was that on there?
Vicky.
Vicky? Okay.
Yeah. Caw-caw, Lux.
Caw-caw. Yeah, no caw-caw. So this isn't a radio one. I'm going to get this one out of the way.
It's very anti-Obama.
Oh, hugely.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Vicky.
This is Vicky.
Hi, Vicky. This is Ryan Token. I work for Craigslist.
Uh-huh.
We're having an issue with one of your ads. Earlier, due to kind of government regulations that are in place these days, we get informed whenever there's been any conversation about illegal activity on our forum. And there's been a problem. Apparently, you're selling a methamphetamine shack in one of your ads. A meth shack.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about?
Craigslist. You have a Craigslist post up where you're selling some kind of a building that you've told people like, it's good for cooking meth in.
Are you serious?
Yes. I'm going to need you to pull that ad down. We cannot sell any kind of drug-related...
I don't have the drug-related thing. I'm selling a storage unit.
Yes, and earlier the NSA gave me a call because they monitor everybody's calls now for drug activity.
Some nut called me and said he wanted it for a meth lab. I hung up on the guy.
The NSA, and this is, you know, the NSA actually has the power, you know, given to them by Obama to just listen in on any calls they want. And basically what was told to me was that you said you can cook anything you want. And I'm quoting out of the actual transcript from your conversation. You can cook or you can use it for whatever you want, meth or whatever. I don't care. So at this point,
I hung up on the nut. The guy was a nutcase.
Well, at this point, your shack has been deemed a mobile drug meth lab. So I'm going to actually need you to first pull that ad down. So if you could do that. Okay. And then I'm going to actually suspend you from posting on our website for 30 days. Only because it's kind of the rules. And if I don't, then I'm afraid that the NSA will start using their powers to, you know, shut us down and mess with us. So it's kind of the secret rules being pushed down from, you know, the Obama administration.
Oh, my God, that's the most ridiculous thing in the world.
I know. Yeah. We get bullied so bad by, you know, the executive.
Yeah.
Office. It's insane.
Some nut calls and tells me all this stuff. And, you know, first I think he's joking. And then I realize this guy's not.
Well, you gotta be careful anything you say on the phone because they're listening now and they're looking for keywords, is the way I'm told. They're looking for any kind of keywords. So,
oh, God.
You know, and so in other words, if the word, like for example, if I say meth, cocaine, drugs, this conversation is now being monitored by an NSA representative with orders from Obama.
Yeah, isn't that something we're being spied on? And you know,
I agree.
Years old, I'm interested in math.
I agree, but I cannot say anything bad about that administration, or they will pull my business.
Yeah.
They will pull my business license. I will be shut down. Yeah. So,
they ought to go off as a nut that's calling.
The weird thing is they did trace that, and it ended up in Roy, New Mexico, and when they traced it with the GPS tracing system, with basically the dot matrix tracer, it was on a lone cactus that was sitting out in the woods. And there was a cactus, out in the middle, of the desert, just all by itself. So the laser tracers led to some cactus in Roy, New Mexico. So,
it was a big joke. This guy said, "I want to use this for a meth lab, just like they did on Breaking Bad."
Okay. Well, as long as you pull that ad you repost it if you repost it and you say that if you repost it, you know, if you repost it and say this is not a mobile meth lab, if you actually put that in there, just say this is not a mobile meth lab, then I can go ahead and suspend your 30-day suspension, and I'll just put it at like Don't post anything for 48 hours. After you repost this ad, just go into edit and put in, this is not a mobile meth lab. If you just go and put that. So if you do that right now, and if I see it in the next like 10 minutes, then what I will do is I will actually go and I will change your suspension from a 30-day suspension to I'll do a 2-day suspension. So what's two good days for you? Is like Monday and Tuesday? Is that good?
Yeah, that's fine. You know, I'm just gonna delete it for now, and then I'll just put it back on. And
if you just delete it now, what I want you to do though is go to the actual edit button and put in this is not a mobile meth lab.
Okay, you don't have to delete
it. Please don't delete it. Do that, and if I see that in the next 10 minutes, I will change your 30-day suspension to a 2-day suspension, which will be next Monday and Tuesday. So whatever's good for you.
Okay. I'll do it.
Well, thank you.
Now.
Thank you for using Craigslist.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you.
Oh man, you didn't mention Obama. She hates Obama.
No,
dude.
I mentioned Obama plenty of times.
Not enough, though. Not enough.
Well, we got her number. But no, I think it's hilarious that in 10 minutes we get to go look at her. We look at her post of that little shack, and it'll say that this is not a mobile meth lab.
guys, did you know that sausage, bacon, and pepperoni pizza tastes good?
Yeah, it does. I just had sausage.
Silly stuff.
Okay, I just realized what I said.
What?
That I like sausage.
That's what she said.
Quit chewing in the mic, because I will murder somebody over that.
Can anybody refine that link? Link? Can anybody?
Yeah, I'll get it. God,
fucking idiot. Give me a second, guys. Fucking idiotic cats.
Fucking idiotic cats. I want to
punch a cat in the mouth.
Here's the ad. Yeah,
fucking bailed.
So, all right. Now the NSA is going to contact PETA about this call for threatening cats.
No. Don't say the NSA. Don't claim you're the NSA. Just say the NSA contact. Oh, I see. I got you. NSA don't care about cats unless they're terrorist cats.
I put the ad in there, Giod.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
Terrorist cats.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and save that ad because I'm going to look at it in a little bit. Hey, did you record your show earlier?
Yeah.
Maybe we can mix our two calls together and put this little ad at the end. It was yours was short. Mine was short. And it's a cute short one. Okay. Let's move on, shall we? You don't sound...
He sounds so... enthusiastic.
Yeah, are you sad?
Unenthused.
No, I'm not sad.
Do you hate me?
No, I'm just laid back, you know, it's Friday night.
You've been doing shows for like 4 days straight.
I was on with Tabachi, and then I did that whole like long show, and
yeah, apparently
I'm on another show.
Apparently he passed out at some point yesterday, that was funny.
Yeah, he slept.
Okay. Alright, let's move on, shall we? All right. Mm-hmm. Who wants to do a wrestler call? Volunteers?
Did you read my PM to the John Holloman account?
No. Give me 1 second. There it is. Okay.
Like the youngest inductee or something? See if they know me, because I've been on the news lately.
Okay. Okay. Who's ready? You guys want to do like a short panel of wrestlers? Like maybe like four of you?
Sure.
Okay. Yes. I'm going to randomly pick four of you. 1 second. I got to look at everybody. Let's see. I'm going to go with Lux. I'm going to go with Awkward. Are you ready?
Sure. Yeah.
All right. Awkward. Jose?
Yeah, I'm ready.
And Polka. All right.
Okay.
Polka, your big gimmick was you were pregnant Betty, and you were always in the ring wrestling pregnant.
Okay.
Yeah, and saying there was no. Whenever somebody says wrestling's fake, it wasn't. I was pregnant.
Okay.
I let Hillbilly Jim hit me right in the belly of a chair.
Your career lasted a whole 9 months.
Yeah. Then my baby was born, months. And I kind of lost it. I was the first person to give birth in a wrestling ring. Okay.
I didn't need an abortion.
All right. And
what
Lux,
is Jose's
Lux,
thing?
You're her child. And you were born in a wrestling
match. Baby.
Yeah,
I was literally born in a wrestling match. That's why I'm so good.
Let's call this guy because he has a crazy name. His name is Now, tell me if this sounds fake or not. And he sent me two different ads. And the first one, it's, I think it's Tokyo. Listen, T-O-K-K-Y-O, Tokyo, right?
Tokyo only has one K.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit. I have to mute if my kid keeps crying. Tokyo, and then his last name is F-I, or F-A-I, and then like an apostrophe, Sun. So Faison?
Faison? Tokyo Faison?
Has to be Japanese. You can tell by the
probably name. Some my asshole name. Who like watches anime and pounds off all the time.
Some otaku kid.
All right, now.
Like, OMG, Naruto.
All right. It says, I would like to, listen to this. His English is kind of broken too, so this could be fun. I would like to talk and star in a movie with Stone Cold Steve Austin. And then it says, I'm in the film game, LOL. If chosen, please contact me. And then the next one, he sent me one like 2 minutes later. Says, hi, my name is Tokyo Faison. I would like to talk and star in film with Rattlesnake, Stone Cold Steve Austin. Please choose, or if choose, please contact. I'm going to guess his English isn't great. But there's only one way to find out, guys. All right.
I just realized you're now as bad as the restaurant owner. You're picking on the chinks. I mean,
I did not.
Asian people.
I do like it. I do think it gives me an advantage at being funny when their English isn't as good. Because
I got this one Mexican chick back on the Psycho Show. It was one I did alone a while ago. Mm-hmm. Just kind of repeat her address like 12 times, and it was great.
Well, it's kind of like the one lady I made post that really weird prostitution sound. That one was, and it was all because she didn't speak good English, and that was hilarious. All right, Tokyo. Quit doing that, please. Tokyo. God damn it, don't give me any all pumped.
Oh.
Hey, Tokyo? Is that your
Tokyo?
How you, Tokyo, okay, it is how okay. Tokyo Faison. Okay. Well, hi. First of all, I'm just sorry about that. I had to get your name right. This is Ryan Token, and I'm calling from 97.9 The Hawk.
Uh-huh. And
you had applied to win our contest, and you won. Do you remember applying for our contest, WWE Hall of Famers?
Yeah, really?
Yeah, you won. You won, brother.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep. The thing, I couldn't get Stone Cold Steve Austin. Obviously, yes, he is a Hall of Famer, but, you know, for this, you know, we're a syndicated radio show, but
we're not
Sports Center. You know, and that's right, the kind of people that get stone cold. So instead, I actually have a panel of 4 Hall of Famers. Some of them you may, if you've been a long-time wrestling fan, some of you may remember. Some of them maybe not so much. First of all, we have Awkward D. Awkward D was a wrestler from 84 to 88 in the WWF at the time. Awkward, welcome.
Uh-huh. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
We have Josie the Hose. Josie the Hose. Do you remember Josie the Hose? Early 90s.
I think so.
He used to team up with Doink the Clown.
Yep.
Josie the Hose. Yep. He's here. Welcome, Josie.
Hello.
Yep.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. And you?
And I'm just introducing people, and then we'll go through the Q&As and stuff like that. Then we also have on here with us, we have the one and only, one of the early great wrestling divas, Pregnant Betty. Welcome, Pregnant Betty. Betty, is your phone working, Betty?
Oh, hi.
Hi. Okay. Welcome, Betty. Do you remember Betty? She had a very short stint. It was only about a 9 months to a year stint in the WWE back in 88.
Not familiar with
her. Okay. We'll go over her story too. And then there was her son, Riley, who was the first person to ever be born in a wrestling ring recorded. I guess it could have happened at some time back in the caveman times, but in recent times, first person ever born. Since then, he's been wrestling, and at the age of 12, he is a rising superstar. So welcome, Riley.
Yo, what's up?
He's right. My little bastard son. He's a rebel.
So,
my mom's a whore.
So tell me Tokyo. Which one of these which one of the panels would you like to, ask a question first to? We have Awkward, Josie the Hose, we have Pregnant Betty, and we have Riley.
Question for Awkward.
Hello. Alrighty.
Awkward D, go ahead.
What's the most bizarre thing you have witnessed in the WWE?
Oh, well, I was known as Awkward, the mental patient, the escape mental patient. So when I would come in the ring, I would always be wearing a hospital gown. Sometimes I would come in with the gurney. Then I would slap the shit out of the dude that was with me jumping there. And a lot of the time I would have pills. They weren't the pills that were on it. I was on Adderall a lot. And a lot of if you ever snorted Wellbutrin? No.
Pardon me?
Have you ever snorted Wellbutrin?
No.
Okay. Well, I was snorting a lot of Wellbutrin, and then I would get in the ring and just slap the shit out of people and everything. So I've witnessed a lot of different stuff. I mean, so do you mean in the ring or do you mean like backstage?
Yeah, backstage, there's a lot of wild stuff.
Oh, God. Backstage, snorting Wellbutrin off hookers' titties. You mean the party scene or just like signing autographs and like...
Just like in the locker room type stuff, just stuff that the wheels and cameras don't catch.
Oh, yeah, all of that stuff, man. I mean, you name it. We've been back there doing all kinds of different stuff. Had parties, had hookers back there. Sometimes we would do Wellbutrin. I was doing a lot of, just to keep it real with you, some of us were doing coke and things. I was doing a lot of, sometimes there was a little bit of homosexual activities, but that was only because that was only when there was like, say we were rubbing up on a chick or, there was a chick doing lap dances to both of us. You start grinding and pumping and then the next thing you know, you're accidentally dry humping your buddy's leg. But,
Wow, that's interesting. I have to admit, Tokyo, I don't know about you, but I guess reality's stranger than fiction, huh?
I guess so.
All right, let's move on. We're gonna. I think we'll just move up and down the panel. That'll probably be the best way to do it. Go ahead and ask Josie the Hose any question you have for him.
How did he get the name?
Ah, perfect, Josie.
How did I get my name? Well, you see, at first I went on the auditions to be a WWE superstar. One of my props was a penis pump.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
And there was a hose connected to the penis pump, and that's how they got my name.
That is
okay.
That is strange. Okay.
Yeah. And my finisher is with the penis pump. I just hit him in the back of the head.
Well, yeah, That's you're known as like. Basically blackjack and somebody in the head, but with a penis pump. Right. Yeah. That is kind of one of his dirty moves back when he was still in the game. Let's move on to Pregnant Betty. Pregnant Betty?
Yeah.
All right. Tokyo, if you got a question for Pregnant Betty, go ahead.
Yeah. What are you doing now?
Mostly I just live off of welfare now and I'm raising my son. His dad's kind of out of the picture. So,
Pregnant Betty, Tokyo wasn't familiar with your background. Could you go ahead and kind of, because she wasn't around very long, but she was one of the early divas, and that's really what got her in there with like people like Miss Elizabeth and stuff like that. Go ahead and fill him in a little bit on your background.
Well, basically, I was like poor and on heroin, and I needed a bunch of money, and I was pregnant at the time, and somebody was like, oh, I'm going to a wrestling match. I was dating this guy, and he wanted to go to a wrestling match, so I went with him. And I was, like, 5 months pregnant, so I was starting to show. And he, like, pretty much just was like, oh, okay, well, they'll pay you a lot if you go in there. I mean, you're pregnant, you're a girl, you're hot, you're skanky. And so I went in there, and, like, the rest is history.
Now, I do remember Pregnant Betty because I was a very avid watcher back in 88. So it was a really interesting. You remember Hillbilly Jim, I'm assuming, correct?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Hillbilly Jim actually swung a chair at Rowdy Roddy Piper and hit pregnant Belly, or hit pregnant Betty right in the belly.
Yeah,
and that was the thing. It was a big controversy because the people were like, "Wow, is she real? You know, is she real pregnant?"
Right.
That's a kind of a big deal. Now, Hillbilly Jim felt horrible. I mean, it's kind of what turned him to drinking. You know, I don't know if you know much about him since kind of his fall off, but he got about 8 DUIs. He drinks a lot. There was one time where he got really drunk and he was arrested for beating up a homeless man in an alley. Not really sure what happened, but I mean, the guy was beaten within an inch of his life. So, I mean, Hillbilly Jim, ever since that incident, that's kind of what turned Hillbilly Jim, I mean, down that path, unfortunately, So, and now her son, Riley, he actually was the baby in the belly.
He was the only one that survived.
The WWF has actually used, they made a video of her having the baby in the ring kind of a thing, because they were going to try to push her and make her like the next Miss Elizabeth kind of thing. But so since then, he actually was born in the ring, out of the limelight for a while. But then when he became 13, about 2 years ago, is that right, Riley? About 2 years ago, he actually, McMahon let him come back, and now they're kind of celebrating that whole thing. Like, this was the baby born in the ring. So, if you got any questions for Riley, go ahead and ask him.
What made you decide that you should become a wrestler?
Well, like, dude, I was kind of like born in the ring, so I figured it was like my destiny, right? It was like destined. Like, people say like, oh, I'm a football player because I was like born on the field. And it's like, I can say I was actually born in the ring. So,
I dig that.
Yeah. And also my mom said I had to do it or she would give me up for adoption because she wants money. She wanted the checks.
Oh, okay. Well, you got to do what mom says. So,
Even though my mom's a slut.
Whoa.
Hey.
Okay. Well, hey, let's turn the tables. Hey, Awkward D, you got any questions for Tokyo?
How long have you been into wrestling?
I watched it off and on when I was a teenager. I actually got picked for the first Tough Enough contest that they had.
Oh, nice.
But unfortunately, I didn't get the chance to make it to the actual audition. I sent in my tape, and at the time I was traveling with an entertainment show, and they had called me while I was on the road, and they told me that I had been selected, so I had to go to New York to try to make the audition, but it was so much weather, it was almost like it was now, I didn't get the opportunity to go.
Okay.
Josie the Hose. You got a question for our friend Tokyo? Okay, Josie apparently fell off the planet. All right, Pregnant Betty, you got a question?
What's the wildest thing that you've ever done at a wrestling match?
I haven't done anything wild at the wrestling match. I saw a lot of wild stuff.
What kind of stuff have you seen?
Well, I have a friend that's really cool with John Simmons. Well, actually, Ron Simmons.
Okay.
And when he comes to town, we go to the Cumbers and matches. And that's what I was asking him about backstage. Ron really likes to drink beer.
Oh, yeah.
He can be a pretty mean motherfucker. So
yeah.
I was just wondering what kind of stuff goes on back there.
I hear you. All right. Let's move on to Riley. Riley, do you have a question?
Dude, are you my dad? Because, like, my mom never told me who my dad was.
I'm sorry about that, Riley. I'm not your pop.
Can you adopt me? Because she's a terrible mother. Last night, she wanted some ramen noodles, so she made me stick my hand in the microwave. Because, like, the door doesn't shut all the way, so I have to put pressure on it. So I had to, like, cook the noodles on my hand. It wasn't fun.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I can imagine. That don't sound
good. She used to put my hand on the stove. Please adopt me.
Wow, that sounds unfortunate, huh?
Yes, it does. Really.
Okay. So, and closing statements. Awkward. You got questions or closing statements?
Oh no, I was just. How did you get the name Tokyo? Are you black?
I am Japanese and black.
Okay.
I would have called you Blokio.
Yeah, they call us Blazins nowadays.
Have you ever had a Blumpkin?
No, don't mess around with anything bigger than me, my man.
Oh, okay. Have they ever called you Blackie Chan?
Yeah, they call me that because I do parkour, flips, and stuff like that. So yeah.
Oh, very nice.
Okay, Josie the Hose, are you there? I'm not sure if his phone dropped or what. Yeah,
he might be messing with the hose.
Yeah.
him, he's giving my mom a blowjob.
Oh, see, I told you might be messing with the hose.
There you go. Pregnant Betty.
You don't want my kid, are you sure?
I'm positive. You know, they cost a little bit too much money.
Okay.
Okay, he's a little rascal.
Riley, any closing statements, questions?
I once met this dude whose name started like an M. It was like Mori or something. And he spoke Japanese and he was black. Are you him?
No, that's not me. That's the other guy.
Okay.
Oh.
All right.
Oh,
and man. Tokyo, any last questions or closing statements?
He wouldn't adopt me either.
No, I guess not, man. I feel for you, man. Just keep your hand out the microwave. And it's been giggles, people.
All right. Thanks for joining us on 97.9 The Hawk.
All have right. Peace out, people. Good night.
Later on.
It's hard to mess with a guy like that because he's already...
He was super cool.
Yeah. Well, one, he probably half thought we were fucking around, but he thought, this is fun. He told you to keep your hand out of the microwave. That was funny, too. Like, he said something earlier, or like... During them questionings, I think it was after Awkward, you asked him something. It was fucking hilarious what he said. He was funnier than all of us. Okay. You know, sometimes you run into the guys that you just can't prank because they're fucking joking along with it.
Well, and I mean, we already pranked one black Japanese guy. So.
We did?
Yeah, remember?
Ooh.
He was one of the crazy people we were fucking with as a psycho. Or psychics, not psycho.
Oh,
I can't think of his name. It started with an M. Fuck.
Maurice?
Yeah, Maurice.
He's not actually Japanese. He just
spoke. But I mean, he spoke Japanese. So
which is the weirdest thing because he was truly an insane man. Okay. All right, guys. Let's move on to the next call. Let's see. Another Cold Stone or Stone Cold fan. Submission is actually. Oh, listen, this one's kind of cool. I'll read. It says, this submission is actually for my husband, Timothy. The WWE Hall of Famer he would like to speak to is Sergeant Slaughter. My husband is an Army veteran who grew up loving the WWE, WWS, especially Sergeant Slaughter. And he gave me her and his number. That's why I thought it was unique. There's a lot of angles there. Let's revisit that. Cause I don't know. Unless somebody has an idea right now.
Well, I vote that Dwight is Sergeant Janitor, the sidekick of Sergeant Slaughter. Who cleans
Dwight,
up
are you
after
around?
Him.
Dwight, are you on? I got a lot of people who are logged in right now and nobody's actually talking.
Dwight is talking shit in IRC. I know he's around.
Dwight, you went on? All right. Jose, are you back yet? Otherwise, I'm going to drop you.
No, Ken is talking shit, not Dwight. Get your facts straight.
Yeah. All right, I dropped Jose because he left.
Yeah, Lieutenant Janitor. I don't know. He cleans up the blood after Sergeant Slaughter's.
Let's see. Oh, do we got that business name? Can anybody pump sound? Can anybody pump sound in? Anybody?
Not me. I don't. You mean like background noise?
I can do it secondarily. Yeah. Let me see. What did you need a sound of?
I wanted to play that video of that racist guy before we call him, just so everybody has it in contents. I need to set myself up to do that. I need to actually, if I give myself a soundboard, this show is going to take that next evolutionary step, man.
Let me see what I can get going here.
Okay. Otherwise, what Turbo, Turbo, you can't?
I mean, I could, but I'm not going to because I would have to change things.
Yeah, what's the name of it? What's work. The title of it?
Just throw me the link if you have it, Poker.
No, it looks like Awkward's all set up.
Oh, what's the title of it?
Anybody?
Let me get it.
Yeah. Hold on. I can scroll. Well, it's probably been a while, hasn't it?
Here.
Okay.
Here.
There you go. Go ahead and start pumping it through, and I'm gonna turn on my mixer.
You know what? Watch this. I'll just unplug this.
Okay. And I'm gonna play.
Thank you to Enid now, where the owner of a restaurant's coming under fire after some of his customers claim he's running his business under policies that are offensive and discriminatory. We talked with him, and fair warning, some of his language is harsh.
All right, go ahead. This is why I can't wait until I'm in charge of sound. I'm getting feedback off of awkward, so just turn it down for a second. Basically, just to give you guys some background, this guy, we're going to play this new story, and then we're going to call his business and fuck with people, okay?
After we call, I'll go ahead and drop the actual video in there so they can just watch it.
Go ahead and play it. I'm going to refill up my water. Is it playing?
Oh, no, I thought you said it sounded like shit.
No, it sounded fine. Didn't it? Oh. did the chat room say it sounded like shit?
No, who cares?
I'll play it. Here we go.
Here it is.
Thank you to Enid now, where the owner of a restaurant's coming under fire. After some of his customers claim he's running his business under policies that are offensive and discriminatory. We talked with him, and fair warning, some of his language is harsh. Your Channel 4's Ashley Cringan has the story.
Gary's Chicaro's, a restaurant and bar in Enid. It's been open for more than 4 decades and carries quite the reputation.
I've been in business 44 years. I think I can spot a freaker. I really don't want gays around. I don't deal with these people walking down the street with no jobs, welfare. If I reached over there and slapped the shit out of you, you should be offended. But to say, chink, you know, or somebody call me a bigot, that doesn't bother me. Why should it bother you? Not unless we were drinking and joking around or something.
That's the owner, Gary James. Now a wave of comments sweeping Facebook claim he refuses to serve blacks, Hispanics, and people with disabilities like Matt Gard.
He just doesn't like certain people of race, color, ethnicity.
Gard was a regular at Gary's Chicaro's for years. He turned a blind eye to the owner's choice of customers until recently.
Now he tried to find a weak excuse to not let me in as with my wheelchair, or the weak excuse of having loud people with me.
After getting turned away for a steak dinner, Gard says it's about his disability.
He created the issue.
James claims that's not the case.
You only have one time here. He created more of an issue. You're out forever.
Gard and at least 140 others on this Facebook page say James has crossed the line to discrimination. Even the business's t-shirt is offensive. Derogatory slogans against homosexuals splashed on both sides. It has the N-word on the front, and check out the sleeve. Offensive to women, and threats of violence against Muslims, minorities, and Democrats. James proudly wears the shirt.
I really don't want Democrats. Any man that would compromise his body would compromise anything.
Loud behavior that doesn't sit well with everyone.
The people that still go back and patronize his business are condoning his behavior and how he treats other people. Well, if you work, you own a business, you pay your taxes, you're more than welcome in here. If you're on welfare, stay at home. Spend my money there.
Strong words in a small town where so far no one has challenged his business practices. In Enid, Ashley Cringan, News Channel 4.
Small words from a small-minded man. All right, go ahead and reverse your shit because it's echoing. There, thank you. Thank you, Awkward. Appreciate that. Okay. So somebody had that number, right?
Turbo did.
Turbo, this place has never had structure. Turbo says APL needs structure.
Well, I suggested an idea, and he said I was cracking the whip. Oopsie.
Oh. What is the idea?
Oh, I didn't see that. What was your idea?
It's not the idea. It's how you said it. But
I said I want that to happen, please, unless you have a better idea. That wasn't even demanding.
Hold on. Let me read the idea.
Okay.
Okay, well, there's a couple angles we can handle this. If Dwight would come around, he could be the, yeah, fuck those queers and the goddamn Democrats, and your place is my kind of place, and then switch it around.
Well, I mean,
how's your guys' glory hole?
Well, just because he said that in the IRC that Wheelchair Ken needs to talk to this guy, so that's...
Oh, Wheelchair Ken. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy was a real arrogant asshole. He's actually somebody who probably thinks that... 50% of the people, because about 50% of this country supports the other 50% of the country, right? But he's probably the person who thinks they're all lazy minorities who don't do anything. What he doesn't realize is, no, a lot of them are like grandparents who spent fucking, 40 years working in this country, and they're that age where now they get to live off the country, and shit like that. It's pathetic with them closed-minded people like that. So anyway, it's time to call them. I got a complaint. I was in there a little bit ago, and I had an issue in the bathroom.
What happened in the bathroom?
The goddamn glory hole. You guys didn't put tape around the fucking glory hole, and I cut my fucking cock. So I'm
we got plenty of stuff in there.
No, the goddamn glory hole. There was rigid metal around it, and I fucking cut my cock. This guy was in there. He's fucking blowing me sideways, and fucking next thing I know, I got blood leaking all over the fucking place. My pants are wrecked, and
oh my god,
it was an embarrassment to walk out of there.
Come back, you'll clean it up.
No, what you're gonna do is you're gonna buy me a new pair of pants. You're gonna replace the pantyhose I was wearing, and and you're gonna give me a handy in the bathroom.
I'm not giving you a handy, but what are you doing wearing pantyhose?
I told you I was in the bat. I was in your gay establishment getting a blowjob through your glory hole, and you're gonna pay for the blood on my jeans and my pantyhose.
Oh my god, you got blood on your jeans?
Yeah, and my pantyhose. Yeah, I'm a hardworking redneck Republican. I don't give a shit about the blacks. I don't give a shit about the yellows. And that's why I come to your establishment to get a good blowjob from another man.
No way.
Yep. And so you're gonna need to repair that. Well, fucking
now wait a minute. Now wait a minute. Who was bleeding? Were you bleeding or the other guy?
My penis got cut on your fucking glory hole. What don't you understand about that?
Oh, I understand that, but. All right, come back in here. We'll take care of it.
Yeah. And you're going to get, and I get the handy, right? Because, I'm still doing a half salute to the flag.
We're really busy. I can't hear you. Come on back in here. We'll take care of it.
Take the cocks out of your ears. You can hear better. All right. He hung up.
You should have mentioned that you're on welfare. He hates welfare for some reason.
Okay. What time is it in Oklahoma?
10:03 p.m.
Okay, that means we can call a little bit later. It might be a little, or maybe we can call. I want Dwight to call and talk.
Yeah,
because Dwight has a real redneck sound, and he can talk about there's a group of fucking queer protesters out in front of your place. I was trying to pull up, and there's a bunch of queer protesters out in front, trying to get them to fucking block it. Anyways, I'm pretty sure that was the owner. Sounded just like him, didn't it?
Fuck that guy.
Yeah. How you doing, Dwight? All right, Dwight's a part-timer tonight. He's been on my show for fucking 9
part-timer, months. I've been trying to do a call for like the last hour, but you keep going with everyone else.
No, I've asked I've asked you several times, and somebody needs to quit trying to deep throat the mic.
Ha ha.
You really fucked your mic.
I know, I'm deep throating.
Well,
you have to make gag sounds.
Oh, okay.
Watch the nose breathing. That's my job. All right. We might call that guy back. We'll see. Here's another idea I had. We could call. Who wants to call some hotel rooms? And we could either call as the front desk, so we can trick our way into a room, get a name, then call the front desk as that room and make complaints. Same way as the Olympics, like their fucking weird bathroom. Did you guys see the picture where there's a shitter? There's a one shitter sitting there, and then in front of it, there's three chairs lined up. Like what kind of animals are these people? Like, who goes to the bathroom that way? Like, literally, like one dude shits and the other guys are just going to sit across from him and watch a foot away and wait for their turn.
Do you see that fucking half pipe? They're doing good. You want to pinch that loaf off real quick so I can get in there?
I heard that everyone that goes into Russia right now, like right when you sign on to the internet, they're hacking people's shit.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure. Dude, the place is ran, but it's like the biggest mafia country there is.
Yeah, Russia and Nigeria.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dude, I work for a country that does international business, right? And we actually do business in like the Czech and shit like that. And we want to put some of our stuff in Russia, but we will not set up a factory and build in Russia. It's too
rough.
They will rape you blind.
Fuck, man. So now you got all these people going over there and landing, and they don't realize it. And the second that they turn their shit on and connect to the internet, they just rape you.
Yeah,
they did an article on it, and they did two test machines, and I think they were there less than an hour, both of them, when they landed in, from when they landed to when they booted up and signed on the internet, and they were hacked. Both of them were hacked.
Here's what's amazing. I don't think there will ever be an Olympics held in Russia again.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they gave them like, I heard something like $50 billion or something. The Olympic Committee gives a shitload of money to the countries who are hosting, and you can tell that like. Most of that, it looks like they spent fucking like maybe $1 billion trying to actually get things up and running.
Yeah,
because like I think there was like some kind of, it had something to do with skiing. I don't know if it was a long jump or what, but they set it up. They said, yeah, it's fine. And then some, they send professionals there to go test everything to make sure it's fine. And some guy fucking jumped off of, you know, did the fucking jump, and he fucking got all broken. And they deemed it fucking too dangerous, so now that event's canceled.
Wow.
Isn't that, dude, how does Putin get away with that shit? I guess because if you oppose him, he fucking poisons you.
Yeah.
Fucking weird place. You can bitch all you want about Obama in this country, but man, at least you can say what the fuck you want with pretty much no repercussions. They might be listening, but there's no repercussions.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do another call. So do we want
to... Yeah, Turbo gave us the perfect number, but he's not going to talk because it's Tucson.
Okay, that's it. Return Turbo. Let's just 15. Okay. Okay. Cool.
I'll do some too. If
you okay. Want yeah. To. Nice.
I'm down also.
Yeah. And yeah. You can dial right through on this one. You don't need to talk to the bitch at the desk.
Okay. I put down the hotel name and like location in case they ask.
Okay.
They want to test your credibility or something.
Okay. Yep. I'm just taking notes right now.
I'm down for calling too.
Okay. Hotels are always fun.
Yeah, and we have some, you know, and it's kind of fresh in everybody's mind with what's going on.
Yeah.
So let me get this right. If I wanna, let's say I wanna do room 101, do I dial that number instead of the?
Here, I'll do it. I'll just do it. The lady will speak, and then you just press 101.
Okay, I got you. I got you.
Do you want me to do it, Jayad?
No, but I'm gonna copy and paste this number right now, and we're gonna say it's 101 through one. I'm taking notes so we can fuck with all the rooms. Okay, let me go up. 120 through 130. Okay, cool. Thanks. Unfortunately, the turbo machine is shut down because he likes to obey rules. Nerd.
Loser. Yeah, not pranking locally.
I fucking pranked the guy who was probably about 6 miles away from me. I told him that he was gonna get it. I was gonna come bust him for that fucking barrel of oil.
I actually called a local Subway and tried to get a sub for Dark Stranger's cat. So yeah, that was breaking the rules.
I make British people call my family.
Did you?
Late
were you
night.
Successful? Were you successful? Did she? Did the cat get a sandwich?
No.
Why not?
Yeah, it
was
sucks.
That sandwich?
Did you call up and go, "Mew"?
Okay, if you walk in there and say it's for your cat, do they have to make it for you? Like, they have to do what you say, right? Like, if you brought in, like, a bag of catnip, could you get them to put it on the sandwich?
Probably. I've seen people bring stuff into Subway and have it put on. Not much. Dude, I seen a guy once. He went up and he says... He was ordering two sandwiches, and he goes, "All right, I want this, I want this, I want that." And he goes, "And then I want an extreme amount." He described it as extreme amount of mayonnaise. And they said, "Okay." And they started putting mayonnaise on. They put a whole bunch, and he was like, no, more. I need an extreme amount." Dude, I shit you not, it was a fucking half a bottle of mayonnaise per sandwich. It was fucking – their mayonnaise is good. I'll give them that. But that's disgusting as fuck. And I think he's dead now.
I would like a mayonnaise sandwich,
yes.
Please.
I know. Okay. Who here who has balls? Who would go and do an undercover fucking prank? Jose, you hook up with spray, don't you?
What? A little.
You guys should pull this off because I think you guys got balls to go do. I can't. I would be a little iffy about doing it myself, but it's a real easy one. One of you guys records, the other person go and order a sandwich at Subway. What you do is you'll say, first you'll say, all right, what I want you to do, I want a, you know, I want it on white bread, and then ask them to scoop out all of the bread. And so it's just the crust, right? Because I've actually seen people do that. So that's just a weird request. Then just say, you know, I want it to be a veggie sub. All right, just a little bit of lettuce and, a couple of pickles. Okay, then do the mayonnaise thing, like a crazy extreme amount of mayonnaise, right? And just keep saying more. Just keep saying more until they literally refuse. Hold on. Until they literally refuse to put any more on. Just if it's four bottles, if they'll put on eight bottles, just keep going until they refuse to put more mayonnaise on. Then ask them to toast it. Then when they give it to you, take a bite and say, this tastes like shit, and throw it on the ground.
I would do that. I live by two Subways.
If somebody does that and records it, I think it'd be an excellent video. I thought of this like fucking 8 years ago, and I just never had the balls to do it.
Yeah, no, Jayad, you can make this like a mad...
You have to prepare the extra stuff.
Say that again, Jose?
You have to pay extra for that.
Not extra mayonnaise. No,
not if you just walk the fuck out,
dude. I've actually said.
What are they gonna do though?
Dude, I've never had them try to charge me more for anything more than if you try to put on extra cheese or extra meat. I've never seen them try to charge more for that.
So but maybe, if you really want to do it, let's do it.
Okay, do it and record it. Now, Lux, you were gonna say something about
Madhouse. I was gonna say, instead of making it exclusive like to us, you should do like a Madhouse community contest, and like the winner gets to do a call on your show or something. Oh, if they like it's, actually,
how's
like
that a prize?
You.
I let everybody on.
Yeah.
The only time I don't let somebody on is either if they're banned from the show or Sloth says, "Look, I don't really want that person on," and then I respect it because Sloth.
Like Josh Bresser is never allowed on the show. Okay, cool.
Why not?
That's nice.
Bro. All right. Let's go ahead and do some calls. So there's my challenge. Okay, do it and you get a call on my show. So there's a prize. There's a reason. There's a reason to be.
That's a good reason.
All right. Moving forward and add to call and.
Who's gonna take it?
Shh, me.
Reach the Howard Johnson.
Ring.
Okay. How do you bail out of that? Zero?
Ring, 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 ring.
Yeah, zero is the front desk.
And a buttons?
No. It'll go back.
You can't?
Could just hang up and call back. Yeah.
Shut up. This is in your area. You're not allowed to talk.
Oh, right.
Reach the Howard Johnson Motel, right. I-10 and 22nd Street.
Are you taking this, Chad?
Yeah, I'm fishing information.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, this is Ryan. I'm from the front desk. Who am I speaking with?
Dolakia.
Oh, I'm sorry. Say that again.
Dolakia.
Could you spell that? I'm the information. We had a glitch in our system, so I'm just re-putting everybody's name.
Why are you calling?
Oh, because we had a hiccup in the system, and so everybody's names got erased. So I just need your name real quick.
I just came up to the front. There was only a lady there.
No, they're me. The lady works under me. I'm the manager, Ryan.
I see.
Okay, I just need you to spell. Yeah, could you spell that again?
Dholakia.
Okay, and your last name?
Dholakia. That's the name.
Oh, that's the whole name.
That's the name on the reservation.
Oh, okay. What's your first name? Just because we got to have the names of the people in here.
A-N-I-L.
A-N-I-L. Anil.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. That's all I needed. I got the pleasant duty.
Are you going room to room?
Yeah. Unfortunately, our computer just crashed. And if I don't have these up to date, if I get one more write up, If I get one more write-up, the senior manager says that he will throw me out, and he doesn't care that I have 12 kids. He just doesn't care. So I got to get everybody's name back in the system quickly. Okay. So,
yeah.
All right, you have yourself a good night.
Bye.
Okay, time to call the front desk. Oh, but it's going to be hard to say my name is Harley Adelal.
You have reached the Help Johnson Motel, I-10 and 22nd Street,
Arlia?
Arizona.
If you know
the extension of the first party you are trying to reach, you may dial.
All right, Dalina? Dalina?
Thank you for calling Howard Johnson Tucson. This is Patricia. May I help you?
Yeah, this is from the Dalalia? Dalalia room?
Yes.
I have an issue in my room. There's a problem.
Okay, which room number?
102.
And 102. Okay, what's the problem?
I got in here, and I see in bathroom chair facing toilet facility. I am confused. What do I do with this chair?
There's a chair in the room?
Yes, sir. There's three chairs, all facing a toilet.
Uh-huh. And
where I'm from, we don't watch each other use bathroom. I'm confused why chairs are in bathroom.
Somebody must have put them in there because we don't go in those rooms. Once everybody left the room this evening when it closed, nobody would go in the room. So somebody must have just moved the chairs. We wouldn't have gone in there.
Okay, but why do is for family to watch? Is this America?
I don't know. It's your showroom. You would have put the chairs where you want them. We didn't do anything with the chairs. We did not move them.
Well,
nobody has been in your room except you guys. So
no,
it might have
no,
been
no,
one of the other workers.
But why are chairs in bathroom?
I don't know. We didn't put them there.
We sat down. It was weird. I don't know why I enjoyed it, but we watched my son. He go bow. We watch him and we sit there. And is this what we're supposed to do?
I don't know. We didn't put them there.
Okay. Is it okay if I turn the camera off? It's in the corner.
There is no camera.
No, there is. I see camera. It's in corner. Yeah, just
we
can
don't have cameras in rooms.
There is a camera in my room in corner watching.
Then one of your people put it there. We do not have cameras.
What do you mean, my people?
Somebody from the room put it there. We do not go into the rooms, and we do not have any cameras in any room.
We did
not do that.
This camera mounted wire into wall.
Yeah, we did not do that. You need to talk to the other people in your room then.
You
need to talk to the other workers because we did not do that.
Government spy?
No.
Okay. The last issue, note is on sink. On sink, it says, do not use water on face. It says, very harmful. You do not use water on faces. Is it okay to use on hands?
We have safe water. I don't know. Somebody's playing a game with you. One of your other workers, it sounds like, is playing a game.
What do you
all
mean by workers?
Water is safe.
What do you mean
all
by workers?
All of our water is safe. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, no, but what
nothing
do you
that you're talking about, we did.
But what
so
do you mean by my
else,
workers? My family?
Well, it would have to be. We don't go in your room.
My families do not work for me. They're my family. I'm confused.
I don't know.
Are you saying all my family are workers?
I don't know. I'm done. Have a nice night.
You have horrible customer service.
What a cunt.
I know. No.
Shittiest customer service.
Guess what? We found a jackpot. All right, let's go ahead and make her the worst lady in the world.
Okay.
Anybody catch
your attorney?
Anybody catch your name? Anybody catch your name?
No. Nope.
Oh, I didn't.
Okay. Let's call her back.
Your accent was terrible. You're not very good at it.
Yeah,
it made it very, very funny.
I work with a
so
lot
bad.
Of Indian people.
At Fort Johnson Motel.
It was spot on.
2nd Street.
Brad thought it was a real foreign guy.
Thank you for calling Howard Johnson Tucson. This is Patricia. How may I help you?
I just needed to make one more complaint.
Yes.
An ice machine. It does not taste salty.
It shouldn't taste salty.
No salt in ice?
No.
Oh. Can I get salt to put on ice?
You could probably buy some at the store. I have no salt.
Okay. No salt. No salt front desk. No?
No, I have no salt up here.
Okay. Good. Good evening.
You too. Thank you.
Enjoy everything, Patricia.
No salt, no light.
Patricia.
Oh, was that the point of that? You just wanted her name?
Yes.
Nice.
Well, that's what it's all about. This is called social engineering.
I've never heard of this concept. Will you explain it to me?
You talk, and you lead people to give you answers to questions they're not realizing they give.
But, like, can I do it without going to ITT Tech and all that? Like, I don't know how to fix cars. Can I still be a social engineer?
ITT Tech is a scam, just so everyone knows.
I don't disagree. I don't disagree with you. First of all, you should never go to a college that is not accredited.
Yeah.
The whole point of college isn't to... I mean, here's the thing. Yes, it's true.
Wait. Do you mean Education Connection is not legit? Because that song made me spend money.
Well, that is. Because remember, she was working at a diner making less money than she needed to make. Next thing you know, she went to school and now she's all smart and junk.
Why aren't you singing songs, Jayad, on the TVs?
On the TVs.
You could be the new free credit report people. Oh,
that's so stupid. All right, let's do more calls. These people don't pay to listen to us banter.
You have reached the Howard Johnson Motel.
Hey,
Puka,
take over, and your name is Patricia from the front desk, okay?
Okay. What should I say, noise complaints?
Just make them feel weird and hate you.
Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, my name is Patricia. I'm calling from the front desk.
Yeah?
Hi, are you sitting down right now?
Excuse me, just a second.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah?
Hi, my name is Patricia, and I'm from the front desk.
Uh-huh. What do you need?
How are you doing tonight?
Good.
Okay. I've had a little bit of complaints from other people. They're telling me that there's a lot of sounds coming from the room, a lot of sexually charged sounds, loud moaning. I mean, I know it's
what kind of
not.
Sound? I don't understand. What
you know, like moaning, like during sex, you know?
No, it's not from here.
Are you a
virgin? We are in a 103.
Yeah, 103. Well, the other people around you are complaining that you're loud and making sex sounds and it smells like dirty Indian food.
No. Okay, hold on. No, we are with a friend here. The door is open. Nothing
okay,
happened
where are
here.
You from? Where are you from?
Sir, from Brazil.
What was that again?
Oh, you're from Brazil.
What was your event?
Brazil? Dopo aver flito, squadra la mia prima volta? Portuguese, yeah?
Yeah, Portuguese. What do you want? Sorry.
Well, what do I want? I want you to quit making sounds. That's what I want.
Peraí, no, hold on a second. Are you in the front desk?
Yeah.
You work in the hotel?
Yeah, actually, do you want to come down to the front desk?
No, I'm not going there. But if you can, you can come in here and see what's happened here.
No, I don't want to go in there. I think it smells really
bad.
Here, you want to talk to my manager?
No, I don't want to talk with nobody.
Hello, this is Ryan.
If your manager want to talk with us.
Hello?
Just come in here and talk with us.
Hello, no, sir? No. We're not going in your room.
Sir?
Okay.
Hello, sir?
Yep.
What seems to be the issue?
Who is speaking, please?
Oh, this is Ryan Tolkien. I'm the nighttime manager.
Uh-huh.
Is everything okay in there? We're getting noise complaints.
Yeah, it's better you come in and check, sir. I'm said two times. Is everything okay? The door is open.
Okay.
We are with three friends here. When you talk and just
please do not threaten me. Please do not threaten me. I'm gonna ask nicely. I know I'm not sure if you.
But you ask you again, sir. So I'm answer ready.
No.
If you wanna
sir?
Come here, just come here and see what's
sir,
happening.
Please do not threaten me like that. In this country. Inviting somebody into a room to cause bodily harm can be considered a crime. I understand you might not
sir,
understand
you,
that.
No, I'm not talking about this. If to be crime, you have to come here and see what is happening, sir.
Ooh, okay. You're going
to
commit
crazy?
A crime if I come there. You know what? I think I've had enough. I'm going to need you to pack your bags and you can leave.
Are you? What hotel you are, sir? Howard Johnson?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, just call for a Bobby and said to Bobby, what are you doing? We've been
sir.
Here for more than 20 years. Are you crazy?
Sir.
Bobby? Who?
Ele tá falando que tem alguém reclamando com som de sexo aqui no quarto, que tá gritando
sir?
Aqui no quarto.
A puta da tua tia.
Okay, hold on a second.
I just said his aunt is a whore.
Uh-huh. Será que isso é do hotel mesmo?
Sir, I need you to pay attention to me. Are you guys packing your bags? Now, I'm very confused on what the hell we're calling, because he just said we've been here for 20 years?
Sometimes they have long-term residency. Maybe he's one of those dudes that lived in a hotel. Since
and why was Patricia? Why was Patricia actually saying... Your people. I'm kind of confused.
I think there's like a convention.
Yeah. So there's something. That's why I was trying to get him to tell me what he said again on his convention. What's his convention?
The gym show. The gym show.
The gym.
Gem.
Oh, is it gem or
gemstones?
Like emeralds and shit.
Gem.
Rubies. So sapphires.
Okay. So it's okay. It's the gem show.
Not.
So it's like a jewelry convention.
Yeah. But we called the other day and someone else answered that had Brazilian and they spoke Spanish also and they said something about another thing. So it's possible if there's another Hispanic sounding or Spanish sounding person, maybe ask if there's two of them.
Here's what's interesting. This is kind of fun because the plot is thickened. See, we found this hotel and there's something.
The plot is thickened.
Yeah.
See?
This isn't just fucking with people. Now we're fucking with the gem show.
Yeah,
let's look
buddy.
Up. Where's this at again?
Tucson. I found it. I think it'd be funny if you called the front desk about the ignorant gem show, thinking it was in town.
We can call these people as representatives now of the gem show.
Nice.
Or where are they holding us at? Like the location, the building, the place they're renting.
Oh, the Flandreau Science Center. Yeah, that.
Okay, we can call us that, and we can make accusations.
Okay.
See, we have a lot of options here. All right. Hold on, I'm getting.
Wait. Nova knows where Stan Lee is staying.
For real?
I need to talk to Stan Lee, please, and tell him that the Marvel Cinematic Universe is shit, and he needs to make a good Punisher and Fantastic Four movie, please, and Daredevil. And everything else, all the movies are bad except the Avengers.
I think Ban from the chat room liked my accent. He says, tell her your doorknob fell off. Tell her my doorknob, it fell off. I cannot get out the room. Want me break window, TV? Break window, climb out.
Okay, no. Okay, the Marvel Cinematic Universe is fucking not as good as it could be. All these other studios owning rights to fucking parts of the franchise when they should all be in one, like X-Men and shit, Spider-Man, they should all be in the same universe,
right.
But they're not. Sorry, nerd
rage
over.
Slow down. All right. So Dwight's posting some stuff, and this is Christopher Lloyd. What is this? Dwight, why don't you just jump on and explain what we got going on here so I don't have to stop my show to read. Dwight, I don't know how to read. Help me out. Dwight, I never learned to read. Dwight, you just haven't been too participative tonight. Anyways, okay, I'm going to keep fucking with that hotel until you guys come up with something better. So you guys read all that shit that was posted, and I'm going to fucking call the next room. God damn it.
Thank you for calling Howard Johnson. How may I help you?
Okay, hold on. she straight up answered that time, didn't she?
She.
Hold on.
I think Dwight wants to do a call.
Dwight. He hasn't spoke. Should I keep calling that lady, or we'll try again in a little bit? We'll try again in a little bit, because she's probably wondering why the phone's ringing so much. Either that or she's getting complaints. Dwight, do you want on? Dwight, don't feel like I haven't allowed you. I've called on you like fucking 5-6 times, man, and you just don't answer. Jump on right now and you can do a call. I haven't been C blocking you, trust me, man. I've called on you a few times and you just haven't responded, so I move on.
See, it was funny because he said call block, not cock block. Get it? C block?
Yeah,
sorry. I had to explain it to the stupid people that don't know things. Speaking of stupid people who don't know things, Age of Ultron is being made without Ant-Man. Yep. It's going to be stupid.
Well, the problem is Ant-Man is the most horribly stupid fucking comic book character.
But he invented Ultron. He invented Ultron. You can't have an Avengers movie with Ultron without Ant-Man. It doesn't make sense.
This is just turning nerdy. Let's play Dungeons & Dragons.
But seriously, Hank Pym is a great character. He was an original Avenger.
Hold on, Lux. Dwight, you're probably listening in the room. Your fucking call went all silly, so I hit it started doing that error that it does sometimes for people. So I hung up on it, and I tried to recall it, but nothing's happening. So I didn't kick you. I was trying to reconnect you to see if that was the problem. So, Dwight, as soon as you get back on, and I'm trying to call right now, you're open to do a call. But till then, we're going to have to move on and do other calls. Who do you guys want to call?
More hotels.
All right, let's.
But
let's,
apparently, I shouldn't call hotels, according to Lux and Turbo.
Why?
She's Turbo. Prank. She's PrankNet V2. Yeah.
Who cares? Oh wait, we're in line. All right.
What do you mean, PrankNet V2? Did you do something bad?
I got this guy. I like fucked with this guy a lot, and he was going to
jump
out
the window.
He was gonna kick out his windows, but everybody was like, "Stop, stop!"
Yeah, don't cause damage. It's one thing if you make him look retarded, but don't cause damage. And that's what's, you know, I understand it. Sometimes it's hard not to go over that line because it is really easy to find that humorous when you're fucking with somebody. When you cause damage, you're starting to break the ethical stuff, and then FBI really can get involved.
Yeah, just
fuck with people, they don't.
Yeah.
So even though it can be pretty funny, but, you know, there is real world damage, but it is amazing to lead somebody down that path.
Yeah, I won't go too far.
It's kind of like when I really had ethical dilemmas when Dakota got punched in the face, right? I really did, but it was so easy that I couldn't help myself, and I realized that was the line. I was never going to make somebody punch their friend again. So Dwight, I don't know what happened. Your shit crashed. All right. Let's fucking call somebody. Who wants to do a call?
Me. I'm getting all these numbers and stuff that Ken was getting. So I like hotel calls because you can make them do stuff.
All right, we'll try the
hotels are funny.
Let's try this lady again. If she answers, just I guess talk to her. Or if she answers, say hi. This is Patricia from the front desk.
Okay.
Otherwise, I'll put you through to a room.
Just immediately go to a room.
Thank Thank you for calling Howard Johnson Tucson. This is Patricia. May help you.
Can I have room 215, please?
215? One moment.
Yeah.
Nobody answers. I'm actually going to see if it bounces back to where I can dial out again.
Yeah.
Yeah, without going to hurt.
You have reached voicemail. Please begin talking after the tone. Press pound to review your message. To return to the operator, press 0.
There was no answer in the room.
Yeah, I know. Do you know if they're in there? My cousin is in there.
I know that the room is occupied, but I don't know if there's anybody that's actually in the room right now.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Man of Steel was shit.
What happened to the thing, like, Turbo? Like, we were just able to call, like, dial it right away earlier.
Well, they could have turned that off due to, you know, some telephone terrorism. But, yeah. You know, she's connecting without a name anyway, so.
Baz is hitting me up.
Sorry, Baz, I was talking and I wasn't connected. Yeah, Baz can get in.
He said he can only stay on about 15 minutes or so.
Baz.
Oh, always.
Yeah. Yeah, if somebody wants to click them in, go ahead.
God damn it. Hold on.
I think the big thing is that she probably got a complaint, so now she's monitored in for a second, but Poco's able to get through just because you sound pretty legit. Anyway, so I need another hotel room or something because I feel like our show is just
died
recently because Lux has only made comments about comic book movies and Turbo hasn't said anything in 45 minutes.
Hey, I haven't even made like a comic book reference in like a couple minutes, okay? By the way, Dolph Lundgren was a shit Punisher. Thomas Jane was like the only good Punisher ever, including the 80s.
Don't hold me to your nerd conversations, but I do enjoy Punisher movies. And I thought that, who was that guy?
Which one are you talking about?
The one you just said was a good one.
Oh, Thomas Jane?
Yeah.
That was the one with John Travolta.
Yep, he did a very good job. I like how they made the Punisher very human. But when it comes to the modern Punisher comics, that last guy fucking hit it on the head.
And I mean, yeah, but Dolph Lundgren's was all depressing, and he was
No, you're right.
Like,
it was in realistic land. That one was made in realistic land versus the latest one was made in comic book land. And, so it was kind of cool to see the contrast. But I kind of wish they would have made more with that Thomas Jane guy.
Yeah, no, for sure. Man of Steel was just bad, guys. Just bad.
Just quit watching comic book movies and watch.
Seriously, adaptions are stupid. No, adaptions are stupid. Read the comic books, you fucking faggots.
Except for The Walking Dead.
Again, adaptions are bad.
I disagree, and you are bad.
I mean, okay,
show.
Okay, no, I love The Walking Dead. It's a great show. The comics were just better.
I think so too. But the show has something that the comic books can never have, which is just a fucking massively huge budget, which makes it so fucking, it just pulls you in tight. The comic book has that same effect, but you know, it's drawings versus moving fucking. I mean, if the show was done bad, then it would have been shit. But that show is done great. It's done like a movie, but a fucking TV show.
Yeah, no, I agree.
All right.
No more nerd shit, Jayad.
Yeah,
nerd.
I know. We probably got like 3 listeners at this point. Yep, 3 listeners. 3 listeners, everyone.
What?
No. They all decided to go listen to KDK because he's
FNC.
More exciting. All right,
KDK what? Is on Saturday nights.
Yes, and they're waiting. They decided to wait for KDK to come on tomorrow, then listen to
us. Oh, wow.
I'm just kidding. So anyways, who wants to do a call, and do we have some numbers? And did fucking Dwight, you never came back, man. I thought he wanted on. Okay. He feels like we were being jerks to him, or I was, but That is untrue. And
you're such a jerk. You're such
a
jerk.
He just wasn't around much. All right, so let's do calls.
Are we doing WWE ones? Or
we can do
ones?
I have WWE numbers handy. So I tell you what, somebody be a fucking this name. All right, I'm throwing this one in the room, and somebody fucking take that shit.
Hello, I'm from a radio station. Listen to my believable voice.
Oh, I almost posted that straight into the room. Lucky me. Good thing I wasn't drinking Four Locos.
Arby, kick him, please.
No, that was an almost.
Almost as bad.
All right, there you go. That's the name. See the name?
Yakira Akins?
Yep, so somebody take it.
I guess I got this.
Hello?
Hello, is this Yakira Akins?
Who's this?
This is Lux. I am calling from the radio station that you answered to our ad to talk to a celebrity.
97.9, The Hawk.
Kaka.
Oh, okay. What's going on?
Me, well, me and my co-host is here. Polkja, are you around? I am. We're here at the radio station, and we're going to allow you to talk to the celebrity you wanted to talk to. John Cena?
Yes.
Right? We have him here in the studio. John, are you there?
Yes.
Holy crap.
John, pull your pants back up.
Okay.
So, John, he's here to answer any of your questions. He does have kind of a sore throat, so he might sound a little off because he's got a sore throat. But any questions you have for him, he can answer, okay?
Okay. I was wondering if wrestling, is it real or like, is it fake? Like, do you guys really hit each other in the face?
Yes, mostly. We banned a rule that consists of hitting each other in the nuts because we had some problems back in the day that some of the babies didn't come out right. Because we recruit the babies into our special program. And once they're old enough, they begin to fight. So babies wrestle each other. So any more questions? Keep on with the questions.
No, that's it.
So that's all?
Yeah, I'm kind of like really shocked.
Wait, ma'am. Ma'am, you fucking wasted my time.
No.
And
Mr. Cena, ma'am.
What?
Ma'am. You are the winner. You got to give us a bit here for our. This is the producer. This is producer Ryan. You got to give us a bit here. I mean, we're not live right now. We're gonna chop this up, so we'll be okay. But we're gonna give you $500. We paid $10,000 to have Mr. Cena here. You got to ask some questions, lady. You can't leave us hanging dry like this.
Ryan, we have Baz on the phone.
No, this is David Snoswell. I'm John Cena's agent. How are you this morning? What's your name?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing excellent. You know, we'd just like to advise you that John is he's having some difficult times and he's heavily medicated. You know, he's been taking a lot of illicit drugs and we're trying to get him off of that. So please just be careful about what you ask him. And don't be disappointed if he...
From the pharmacy?
If he...
They've been prescribing him?
Yes, yes. He's been taking some antipsychotics, and he's on...
I think pills are bad overall in general.
Yeah,
I think that's just a way of getting money.
Too many blows to the head. But anyway, I'm going to put John back on, and please ask him a valid question. And don't be disappointed if he doesn't make much sense with his answer.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay, John?
Yes?
Yes, I think this woman would like to ask you some more questions.
Finally.
Hello, John Cena.
Hello.
Hello. So you're in the wrestling industry?
Yes.
Do you enjoy it?
I really enjoy it. I like to go to the backstage and meet with the honey babies over there.
The honey babies.
Yep.
That's cool. Well, what do you like best about your work?
I sometimes sneak into the Divas room and watch my girlfriend get naked.
What is the worst thing that you like about your working? What do you like about it? You don't like to travel.
No, it's boring.
No. It seems it'd be interesting to travel. Well,
man, when you travel as much as when you travel as much as John, it gets rather pedestrian after a while. You know, he is a very important man. He travels all over the world. So please don't waste his time. Please ask him a more legitimate, more interesting question. Yeah, we're going to put you on the hook here.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to mute everybody for a second. Yakira, this is producer Ryan again. I'm going to need at least 5 minutes out of you, honey. I mean, I'm giving him $10,000 and you $500. And radio money, that's like $1 million. So I need you to go ahead and, you know, be assertive, ask some questions, be controversial, just throw it out there. I mean, that's our whole bit here, is to try to make some money. So, Yakira, please, please, I'll make it $1,000 if you just ask the right kind of questions.
Asking a question, that's good. Say something not good.
No, don't hang up, Yakira.
Okay. Wow.
What happened there?
She was just intimidated.
I think she needs antipsychotics.
I'm always perplexed when people announce that they're going to hang up. Like,
especially 20 times.
Just hang the fuck up. Yeah.
Well, I think she was talking to her friend in her defense.
Yeah.
And the one that's ask better questions or whatever.
Yeah, and her friend's like, I don't want to talk. And
they're probably like 9-year-olds at a sleepover.
And I'm putting her on the spot big time because I'm like, you need to ask questions. I'll make it $1,000. I'm trying to act like a sleazy fucking hunchback fucking radio manager.
I loved that Jose stepped up.
Thank you, Jose. That was decent. I enjoyed that.
You're welcome.
It was just so funny because you're nowhere close to John Cena.
No, but you did. You did well. Did you see what I typed to you? I was trying to get you to say, where was it?
The too many minorities thing?
Yeah, that's it. Minorities. Yeah. What do you hate about most about wrestling? There's too many minorities. They're just racist.
You actually have to touch them when you wrestle.
Yeah. I don't like touching black people, and it's in my contract that I have to. Really?
So if we... that's a racist. If we did another one, Baz, would you be a wrestler? I mean, I don't know when you have to go, but...
Hey, this is definitely a chick. Guadalupe.
Okay.
And she also wants to speak to John Cena. All right, let's jump all over this. All right, I'm gonna jump in as the radio host.
Okay. I'm going to wait to Kaka. I like Kakaing. Me too.
Call you back, lady. There's no escape from me. I'm like a creepy weirdo. I'll just keep calling.
Kaka! Kaka!
Kaka!
Polka actually tries to sound like a bird. I'm just screaming kaka.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
I think that time I got screened. Try it one more time. Maybe twice because I jumped right away. My Guadalupe.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. The wireless customer you called is not available at this time.
All right. Try it one more time.
fucking Guadalupe, man.
You know,
people named Guadalupe can't automatic afford phones.
Yep, I'm getting screwed. I'm going to hold on a second.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 4803192491 is not available. Tone, please record your message.
Sorry.
When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number,
really? How do I use voicemail again? Hi, this was a call for Guadalupe. This is Ryan Token from 97.9 The Hawk. You had applied to win a contest to talk to a WWE Superstar Hall of Famer, and you won, Guadalupe. The only thing is we're going to have to talk to you within the next 15 minutes. Otherwise, I got to move on to the next contestant. Again, this contest was to talk to the John Cena, who... if I don't call him in the next 15 minutes, then I'm going to lose this interview. And then you also get $500 for participating in our radio ad. So if you get this message, I will call back in another 10 minutes. And then we're gonna have to move on to the next person. Thank you.
Ka-ka!
Ka-ka!
All right. All right, so let's move on to the next person. This one's this is Shauna. S-H-A-U-N-A. Shauna, right? There's a lot of chicks who are into wrestling, man. I can't believe the one lady says, is it fake?
They don't even try. Do you guys actually hit each other?
They don't even... Here's the thing. They don't even try. Back when I was a kid, they used to, you know, like some of the wrestlers would be like, that's it's real as shit. And they'd get all mad and they'd try to act like it was real, right? Nowadays, they all go, no, it's fake. The bad guys will go on a TV show and be a good guy, but they defend it. They say... it's scripted, but yeah, we beat the hell out of our bodies doing it, you know? So, you know, it's actually...
Well, I mean, like, if you drop yourself on Batista's knee, yeah, there's only so much you can fake that.
Or so. You can do a move and then fuck up, you know what I mean? And then you get hurt for real. And you know, and that's the thing is these days they don't deny that. They don't try to act like it's actually two guys in there really fighting. They own that it's just entertainment, you know. And if you're into it, it's not a big deal. I don't think these people are stupid. I was into wrestling at a time too. So, I mean, it actually has an element that's very attractive, which is the element of rooting for who you like.
And, okay. Yeah, I know for sure.
Because if you look at like mixed martial arts, sometimes that lacks that. And they try to artificially put it in, and then it's like, yeah, it's stupid.
Canada!
Shauna.
Did she actually say Hulk?
Yes.
Have Hulk. Like, Hulkja be Hulk?
Yeah, hold on. Here's what's messed up is, I don't know if we've called any of these people because I'm not sure who we all called. Chulk Hogan.
Your call has been forwarded.
All right, calling right back. This is an emergency. You can't hide behind your phone. I will find you. I have your phone number. I'll find out who you are. I haven't been threatened yet tonight.
Your call has been forwarded to an...
All right, let's move on.
I love how you said that. You're like, I haven't been threatened tonight.
Yeah, that's unusual. Yeah, that's unusual. This is not a very exciting show, is it, guys? Nobody's threatened to kill me yet.
Talk Canada!
I'm going to kill you, Jayad.
Why?
There.
Oh, thank you. Okay, Josiah? That's a fucked up name. The Ultimate Warrior, yeah! Fuck yeah! Somebody needs to get a rope and just sit on the rope like the Ultimate Warrior did the whole time of your interview and just be like, "Yeah, I'm still all pumped up from the fucking 80s, man." All right, let's go. Come on, there we go.
So, here, hold on. I want to post this in there really fast.
Okay.
Someone in the IRC said it. And that gives me kind of an idea.
Okay.
For one of the famous people, like, you could have me be, like, that guy. Like, they couldn't make it, but I'm here to answer questions type of deal.
Hello?
Hey, I'm looking for Josiah.
Can you try your act?
Well, the thing is, this is 97.9 The Hawk. This is Ryan Token. She had applied for a contest to speak to a WWE Hall of Famer and win $500. Okay, thank you. Mo Warrior.
Hello.
Hi, Josiah.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good. This is Ryan Tolkien. I'm calling from 97.9 The Hawk. You applied to speak with a WWE Hall of Famer?
Yeah. How you doing, man?
Good.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, you were actually chosen.
Oh, wow, that's crazy. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the thing is we're going to just go ahead and we'll get started here in just a second. What we're going to do is we're going to just kind of record this bit, chop it up a little bit, and then we'll play it on the air. You'll get to speak with a Hall of Famer, and in turn, you get $500 gift card. Sound good?
Wow, this is crazy, yeah. Yeah, most definitely. I've been a fan forever, man. Yeah.
Yeah, only seven people, you know, won this opportunity, and you're one of them. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay. Well, it says here that you wanted to speak with the Ultimate Warrior. That was your favorite. That'd be like your dream.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, and believe it or not, he is one of the people on the panel. We have a panel of three. We have the Ultimate Warrior. We have Awkward D. And we have Baz the Destroyer. Baz the Destroyer, he was only in the WWE for a little while, but he was he's an old school guy back before back in the early WWF days.
Right.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and get everybody wired into this line, and hopefully everybody's here. This group calling stuff sometimes gets a little screwy, so bear with me here, and then I'll go ahead and kick it off, and then we'll just get started, okay?
Great.
Okay. Just a second. You're gonna hear nothing for a minute. Just a second. Okay, and we are live on the air, everybody. How you doing? It's Mr. Ryan Tolkien, your favorite nighttime DJ, here on 97.9 The Hawk.
Ka-ka.
And tonight we have a very special interview. We have with us the Ultimate Warrior. Ultimate Warrior, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing good.
And we also have Awkward D.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. And we also have the Baz the Destroyer.
What up, dog?
Yeah, perfect. And as you all probably know, these are all WWE Hall of Famers. Some of them go back many, many years, and some of them are more recent. And we also have on the air with us tonight a very, very lucky individual who had won the contest to speak with these tremendous, well-known world athletes. Josiah, how are you?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
I'm great. So, just to ask a basic question, Josiah, how long you been a WWE fan?
Oh, wow. I'm 42 now. I would say ever since junior high school.
Nice. Yeah, a lot of years. You go back quite a ways. Do you remember Baz the Destroyer then? He was actually a wrestler between 84 and 87?
Right.
No, it was
right.
Actually only 85.
Okay, 85?
I was forced to retire early.
Okay.
But you probably remember me if you were into this in junior high school.
Yeah, I do. That's crazy.
I was doing that cage match with Hulk Hogan. And do you remember Hillbilly Jim?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, I kicked his ass. Yeah. It was awesome.
Yeah. So, like I said, we got the Ultimate Warrior, Awkward D, and Baz the Destroyer. So I'm just going to go ahead and lay down some basic, questioning where what I'll do is Josiah is just, say, for instance, Awkward D, Josiah, what questions do you have for Alter D? And we'll just walk through it like a panel, okay?
I guess I'm just a little bit embarrassed because I really never heard of this one. I never really heard of them.
Oh, Awkward D.
Oh yeah, I
would love to be educated.
Okay, no, that's fine. Awkward D, if you want to explain a little bit about your history.
Oh yeah, I used to go by Awkward the Escape Mental Patient, and I used to come into the ring in a big hospital gown. And they would bring me out like, you might remember, because they would bring me out like Hannibal Lecter. I was on the little thing, and then they had the guards come out, and then the flames would come up behind me and everything. And then I would run into the ring, and when I came in, I would then rip off my hospital gown and then go to work on everybody. I wrestled Baz back in the day a few times, but
he
beat me, so I didn't go too far.
Awkward. I think you took too many blows to the head. You were the one that forced me into retirement.
Yeah, and then they did actually lock me back in the mental home after that for various different reasons. But I was doing a lot of drugs at the time, too, because when I was in the mental home, I started snorting Wellbutrin and doing things like that. So I ended up bringing that with me into my career and doing a lot of stuff to help me get in there, as well as the steroids, which I'm sure you know that we used to do back then. It's
it was pretty prominent in the 80s and 90s.
That was okay. Another reason why I had to retire. You know, can I tell my retirement story?
About
how Awkward D forced me into retirement.
Yeah, absolutely.
Back in late 84, we were doing that cage match, remember? And I think it was in New York.
Yeah.
And, we just
Madison
come
Square?
Madison Square. You got me in one of those holds, you know, you had me up over your shoulders. Yeah, like one arm like around my torso and the other arm between my legs.
Yeah. And
you actually twisted my testicles so hard that one of them ruptured.
Oh wow.
And then I left with
But it lung. Wasn't purposely.
The steroid use after that started to wither my other testicle.
Tired
of that.
Man, I tell you what, a lot of people out there will sit and go, you know, wrestling's fake, but I, getting your testicles twisted and damaged and then having other damage from the subway, that's real. I don't care what you guys say. You guys are heroes for putting your bodies through that. All right, so let's go ahead and go through the paneling question. Josiah, you know a little bit about Awkward D, the mentally patient. You know a little bit about his background. Why don't you go ahead and ask him a question?
Did you know Brutus Beefcake?
Brutus the Barber? Yeah, okay.
Very little. I was around during that part, but there was part of the time where I was locked up and I was on a lot of Seroquel and different drugs at the time. And also, they tried to, after I did that to Baz, they tried to say that I was crooked in the industry. So there was a part of the time too where I was really shunned and outcast because I didn't mean to grab his nut and squish it, but after that had happened, they thought that I did it. Do you remember when Tyson and the ear incident with, I think it was Holyfield, they thought that I was trying to just be like the second wrestling style of that, and I wasn't. So then I disappeared for a while.
I got
you. So I don't really remember him all that much.
All right, Josiah, why don't you ask Baz the Destroyer a question?
I'm just right now. I'm just flabbergasted by all this, man. Because I mean, like I said, I've been raised up as a kid, and just seeing a lot of these new guys come in, and it's just not really the same the way it used to be anymore.
Those new guys are just pretenders.
Yeah,
a lot of those guys are undercover. They're low-key gay too, just so you know. I grabbed Baz's testicle on an accident, but these dudes will really they'll
go for it today.
I've heard some rumors about Jeff Jarrett. Do you guys know at all if those rumors would be true?
I think that they might be true. There's some truth to them.
Okay. Let me ask you this. One of the homosexual people of your time, rumor, you guys tell me it's true, Honky Tonk Man.
Flaming.
He's a total faggot.
Yeah. I heard that too.
He tried to grab my nuts for real. I mean, with Awkward D, it was just an accident.
What kind of act is that to be tough? Look at me, I look like Elvis and I hit people with a guitar. I mean, that right there should tell you that he's
awful. When I used to get out of the showers, I would walk around with without my trunks on, and I would just have on my hospital gown. And it was just talk about awkward, it was even more awkward. So then when I would finally go, you know, before I would come out onto the stage. So that was, yeah, he's a little bit fruity. Well, but I also think that straight edge guy, total fag.
Yeah, yeah. He used to come up to me, you know, and in between matches and say, Hey Baz, wanna practice some moves here. I wanna practice these moves on you, bro. He'd say, okay, I want you to just bend down, you know, bend down and hold on to this railing here, and I'm going to get behind you, and I'm going to mount you. It's just a total wrestling move. And then I actually think there was some penetration involved a couple of times.
Boy, yeah, that's the thing is, you know, you get a good group of guys, and they're a good group of actors, you know, and they all work together as athletes and all that, but you're always going to find those weirdos in the group, you know? Okay, Josiah, on purpose, I have to admit, I've been holding this back for the longest. You said your favorite, and by chance, we actually got the Ultimate Warrior on here. So why don't you go ahead and ask him a question, and you know, maybe we can get a couple of questions on him before we end this.
Yeah, it's your Ultimate Warrior, man. Is that true that you don't like Hulk Hogan?
Hulk Hogan's a fucking jump. Whoa. I smashed that motherfucker in WrestleMania 6.
I'm gonna have to edit this. Okay, no, go ahead. No, go ahead. It's fine. I can edit. Okay.
Why do you? Why, motherfucker? Yo, do you like Hulk Hogan? Because you can't be my fan if you like Hulk Hogan.
Oh, no, man. I've been an Ultimate Warrior fan forever, man. I used to love the way you used to come to the ring and shake the ring ropes, man, and be the hype, man. Yeah. I used to just hype me up, man. Like, oh my God, dude. Wow.
Yeah,
you were just amazing. Your intensity was just amazing.
I'm intense.
I love it. Yeah, no, you, Josiah, you hit it right on the head. When I was a kid, there was few wrestlers that would make me more excited to see just out of the pure energy that would come out of the Ultimate Warrior. It was amazing. Go ahead, Josiah. You got another question for him? Go ahead and ask.
Yeah, I just wonder. I mean, I was watching him for a while, and that was definitely my best wrestler. And then I just stopped seeing him. I just wonder what happened. Did he stop? Did you stop because you wanted to, or what happened?
Nah, man, I stopped because I pulled one of my groin muscles. Why are you asking me about that shit? Why are you being such a fucking prick, man?
Hey.
Asking me about my groin muscle tear.
Warrior.
I can't even have sex with my bitch anymore.
Well, Warrior, he didn't do it to you. Calm down, man. I mean, I don't know.
He may as well have. Fucking fans like him think they know me. You don't know me. You don't know how it...
Oh, okay.
Ooh, language.
Yeah,
that's just... This dude's just setting everybody off.
You know at least...
Josiah, let's go ahead and maybe throw another question at him. It sounds like he doesn't want to talk about what got him out of it. Maybe just stick with what happened in it.
Oh yeah. I definitely understand that. I made that no bad harm. I made no bad intention. I love the Ultimate War. The Ultimate War rocks. Out of everybody, out of the Andre the Giant, out of everybody, out of the Macho Man, out of everybody. He is definitely, I mean, I still got love for the Ultimate Warrior. He's just awesome. He's awesome.
Damn right.
Yep.
All right, perfect. Well, go ahead and ask another question then.
Yeah, so Ultimate Warrior, are you training anybody that's new out here? Or are you training with them? Or are you a fan of any of these guys out here?
Man, I fucking hate everybody that's new to the game. Man, I used to be a fucking boss, right? I beat Orlando Jordan in Spain, man. You ever do that? Nah, none of your fans did. None of you. You all just love me and look up to me and like my pecs. But none of you were as cool as I am. You're not a boss. You're a faggot, okay? Do you dream of being as cool as I am one day? Is that what you're asking me all these questions?
Why are you asking so much about people's ball injuries, too? It seems like so far you've already tapped into two testicle injuries. It's just kind of strange.
Okay. I mean, I guess, guys, I mean, what's...
Why are you letting this guy talk to us?
He's just sitting here being an ungrateful guy.
Bringing up testicles and stuff.
Saying he hasn't even heard of my pal, Aqua D. What's up with that?
Yeah, what the hell, man? Just because I would run around butt-ass naked underneath my gown.
Man, Aqua D is my homie. You would know that if you were my fan. You would know I go to his house every couple weeks.
Smoke, man.
You don't know that.
Josiah, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, okay.
Guys, no more gay stuff, Josiah.
Hey, guys, if you could,
I Josiah, hate people like this.
Josiah is my guest, and all I ask is just a little bit of respect. We're just trying to do some Q&A here, so.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. We're just trying to get a little bit, you know, if I can chop this up and get 3-minute bit out of it, it's worth the company's money. So, I'm sorry. Apparently, you know, you're hitting a little edge with a couple of these guys, but don't worry. I'll edit that out. You'll look good. I guess if you wanted to, Josiah, just go ahead and ask a group question and let them all answer.
Oh, like I said, I'm glad. It's not really a question. It's just to let them know that I have respect for all three of them for what they do. They're wonderful athletes. I wish there was more like these guys out here to the new ones, because I mean I have no justice for like John Dino or The Rock or anything like that, because they don't even compare to you guys. You guys are the great ones.
Thank you,
brother.
Thank
you, Josiah. We appreciate that. Means a lot to me. You know, I gave up my nuts. I basically gave my nuts for this sport.
Yeah. You know. And I was labeled a nut grabbing faggot for the rest of my career, and that's probably why you never heard of me, bro. But you know, just because you pull someone's testicle and it rips that little cord that attaches the nut to the, you know, inside of the pelvis area, that doesn't mean you're gay. It just means that you were grabbing somewhere where you shouldn't, dude. Maybe he should have been wearing a cup. See, why'd you bring all this up, Josiah? That's what I'm saying.
All right. Let's move on. Mr. Holtzman, hold on.
Now I gotta go to therapy again.
Okay, go ahead, Mr. Warrior.
This guy was just saying that he thinks we're the greats. You know what I gotta say? I gotta say that I don't think he's one of the great fans out there. I have no respect for this chump, and I don't want him to be my fan anymore.
Okay.
I don't care if I'm his childhood idol. I'm everybody's childhood idol. I'm amazing. All right?
You could be my fan. Okay. Wanna hang out?
All right.
He brought up my testicles, Ryan. He brought up my testicles. That ain't cool.
All right. Boy, this interview's gotten awkward.
Hey,
are you still there?
Yeah.
He's a fag. I already told you guys that. That's why he's asking about all these nut injuries.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and end this.
Josiah, if you're a true fan of Baz the Destroyer, I'm gonna ask you to maybe be a testicle donor. Will you donate a testicle to me?
Not a problem at all, man. Not a problem at all.
Okay. All right.
Well, Mike, we got that going. That's a good interview. Okay.
Hey, you rock, man. You rock.
I got one more thing to say to this faggot.
Okay, Mr. Warrior.
You say you're a fan of mine. You ain't no fan of mine, right? You ain't no fan of mine.
You're a great one, man. You're a great one, man. I'll never ever forget you, man. I love your intensity now. I love your intensity there, man. You rock, bro. You rock.
Hey, you ain't no like fan of mine.
You don't like CM Punk, right? Because he's mad homo. Do you?
Hey, he packs that fudge, if you know what
I
mean.
Weird. Okay. So I don't know how much of this interview I'm going to be able to use, you guys. You understand we're on a syndicated radio show, right?
Oh, syndicate my ass, faggots.
Yeah, syndicate these balls. Wow. I'm tired.
None of y'all are as intense as I am.
Okay. $200? How long do I have to be on this bullshit?
You know, I'm thinking about just wrapping it up. All right. Awkward.
Hurry it up, Ryan. I gotta go home and do some cocaine.
Okay, Awkward D, Baz the Destroyer, and the Ultimate Warrior, everybody. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, later on, damn.
Thank you. And just grab it. Josiah, I'm going to go ahead and put you on with the producer, and we'll go ahead and wrap up the other end of that. Thanks for listening, everybody. It's been great.
You too, man.
Yeah. Okay.
How did – what –
I don't know what to say, guys.
Poor guy.
He was not an Ultimate Warrior fan, or he'd have known I wasn't the Ultimate Warrior. Come on.
To be honest, I thought you were for a minute there. So you turned black. You also you went from Ultimate Warrior to Black Kid.
That was kind of the idea.
Who was jumping on fucking throwing penis shots?
I have no idea.
Was that Ken? Did he jump on?
That was Ken.
I thought so. Okay, then it fucked things up. I'm going to click something here, and I hope it doesn't crash the show. I have an error. I'm going to click it. Okay, it didn't crash the show. Ken, get on here, you son of a bitch. I've been asking you to be on the show, and I can't add you. Then you add yourself, and then you fucking throw up the fucking meat spin video. He throws up a fucking meat spin video.
It
and
totally jumps. Took me out of the car. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I was scared to click on something. I thought, because all I could see is a picture of Lux and then a picture of meat spin going on. I'm going, Lux, are you fucking with my show again? And I was like, there's no way, because he's dead into his character. If he's fucking with my show and he's that dead into talking, he said he's great.
Well, I mean, I don't challenge me. I'll do it, man. All he had to do was share screens because it takes over everyone but the talker.
I really wanted Ken on. We got 45 more minutes of the show, and I really want Ken on. So Ken,
is it okay if I do the rest of the show in my persona of the warrior?
Yeah, of course.
I'm intense.
No, yeah. And, yeah. And be the biggest jerk. Like, what you needed to do is be more wrestly-like in the sense of when he was going, I think you're a great wrestler, and this thing, go, shut your mouth. You don't have no right to speak to me. Be like that.
Yeah, I know.
Can't you should have thrown in like a snap into a Slim Jim. Isn't that that guy?
No, that guy's dead.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Well, that's what I found.
I pulled up his Wikipedia. Good thing I didn't. What?
A Dragon Ball Z card. It's all nice and good, and it's 8 out of 8.
I have like 20 of these. Should I?
No Dragon Ball Z talk.
Okay. No, I pulled up the Wikipedia page though for Jim Hellwing, aka the Warrior, and I wanted him to ask like actual questions so that I could like rebute everything factual. Yeah. But he didn't.
Now he looks like just like a fucking old, not an old man, but a guy in his 50s fucking who pumps weights, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He doesn't look like the Ultimate Warrior anymore. All right, I'm gonna put this one in the chat room. This is Tiffany again. And
hey, G.I.?
Yeah.
I gotta take off here.
All right, thanks for joining us, Baz.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
And that was funny that he remembered me from back in the
80s.
Isn't
it funny when they do that, when they remember people who weren't there?
Yeah. Anyway, I'll catch you later. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
Cool.
All right, I guess Ken can be on. No, I'm just kidding. Get on here, Ken. What are you doing?
Who's going to be the Rock in the next call? Can you smell what the Rock is cooking?
Who's around? Is anybody? I got a bunch of people here. Turbo,
no one's here.
I'm here.
Oh, did you want in on any of this? Are you sleeping?
No. I just did like tons of shows today. And
I see a little burnt.
I'm a little, yeah.
That's fine. Do you want? Who wants to? Can anybody be the Rock? Is anybody able to pull that off?
I can fuck with it, but I don't know anything about him. So if they start asking stupid questions about shows,
I think Polcha should be the Rock.
Yeah. And if they say, oh, I thought you meant the cock. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. If someone didn't do it and I had to do it, I would not talk about wrestling, and I'd redirect everything he said to the movies I'm in.
The movies, it's very...
Let Jose do it again. All far from the mic like he was.
You should try to promote your new Fast and Furious movie.
Oh, and yeah, no. About that dead dude.
Yeah. Paul Walker.
Who wants that? Who wants to be the Rock? I'm calling this bitch.
You should say he was a huge faggot and that he deserved to die.
Who's being the Rock though? I just need to know.
I can do it.
Okay.
I'm gonna talk about Pain and Gain. Like, it's one of the best movies ever. You should watch it.
Yeah, just constantly promote stuff and then say you should drink Coca. Say Tiffany. You know what? Because she answers this time, say, Tiffany, you know what? She'll say, what? Say, drink Coca-Cola. It's good for you. And just always, like, nonstop promote. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, like, everything. Like, how did you like being in the WWE? He's like, well, I made that Doom movie. And I was sexy in that movie.
Yep.
Gridiron Gang was a good flick.
Hello?
Hi, I was looking for Tiffany.
Who is she?
Oh, Tiffany, this is Ryan Token. I'm calling from 97.9 The Hawk, and you responded to a Craigslist ad that we had posted for WWE fans.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you won. You're one of the winners.
Awesome.
All right. Perfect. Well, what we're gonna do is, because I'm glad you answered this time, because we had to get. These people are busy people, and the radio station can only pay them so much money to stick around so long. So on the air with us, we actually do have Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Hello.
And and what I'm going to do, the way this works, just to catch up, I'm going to go ahead and basically do like a reboot, we refer to it as. So you're going to, because this is all going to be pre-recorded, so you're going to hear me do the, you know, like the state station identification, and then I'm going to introduce Dwayne, I'm going to introduce you, and then me and you together, we're just going to kind of interview him, okay?
Okay.
And then when we're all done, I'll put you on the hotline with the producer, and the producer will take down your information, and we'll get that check out to you. Sound good?
Okay.
All right, perfect. Okay. All right, I'm going to go ahead. Give me just a second. You're going to hear silence, and you're going to hear me reboot, and then just wait for me to call on you.
Hold on, Ryan.
Yeah,
I got one question for you, Tiffany. Can you smell what The Rock is cooking?
That is awesome. Save it for the air, Dwayne. That is awesome, man. Okay, give me just a second. I'm going to go ahead and reboot. All right. Welcome back to 97.9 The Hawk. Tonight we have a very special segment that we're going to go ahead and provide. We actually have on the air with us WWE Hall of Famer Dwayne The Rock Johnson. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you, Ryan?
I'm great. And also on the phone with us, we have Tiffany. She is a WWE ultra fan. She's won our contest to go ahead and have a conversation with her favorite WWE personality, and also gets to win a $500 gift card. So I'm sure all that makes her pretty excited. So let's go ahead and start up this interview. Dwayne, you've been in and out of wrestling for a lot of years. You've been in different movies. You're probably the most successful person who ever started out in wrestling. How does that make you feel overall?
Yeah, that's what they say. I'm in the new Fast and Furious movie.
Yes, you are. I've seen it. It's a very good flick.
It is.
Tiffany, do you have some questions you'd like to ask The Rock?
Yes. Do you think you will ever return to WWE?
Nah. See, I was in Race to Witch Mountain back in 2009.
Okay. So are you saying that your movie career is much more lucrative? So, you know, you probably aren't going to make a big stay, even if.
Well, I mean. I feel faster than the other guys, you know?
Okay, yeah. That makes sense. You basically are saying that you're leaps and bounds ahead of your Cenas and your other wrestling figures. So,
it's all about the pain and gain, and those other guys just need to get smart.
Okay. So, Tiffany, we probably got about a good 5 more minutes with the Rock. I mean, you got some more questions, things that you always needed to ask as an ultra fan?
How does it feel like going from wrestling to movies?
Hold on, I'm drinking some Coke. Everyone drinks some Coke. Drink Coke. It feels like I'm on top of the Empire State Building, like, I'm just up in the sky, cooking.
Nice.
Because I cook.
Nice. So it's, you can almost say that it feels like a refreshing can of Coca-Cola Classic?
Yes, and Coke Zero.
Nice. Okay, Tiffany?
Yes.
Another question, please?
How does it feel to be in a new Fast and Furious movie?
It felt great. Vin Diesel got nothing on me. I'm Luke Hobbs, motherfucker. and I'm The Rock. Well, and I'm Luke Hobbs.
Wow. Nice. Okay. I got a question. Now those the belts. You've been a champion, so you've been in possession of the belts. They look really fancy on television. Do they really have gold and diamonds and other type of things in them?
Well, you see, Ryan, when I was shooting the Tooth Fairy, I had a belt that I wore, and it had diamonds on it.
Okay. I'm a little confused by that answer. But, yeah, okay, I guess so. To keep a physique like yours, what kind of diet are you on?
Well, for me, I take Papa's and GHB, and I drink lots of Coke. Coke is good for you.
Okay. I'm hearing crazy static. Is that coming from you, Tiffany? Is your phone messing up?
It's coming from me.
Why is your phone messing up, Tiffany?
Is it coming from you? Okay. And go ahead and crank the lever on the side and then push the 6 button. That'll make it go away. Tiffany?
Yes?
Okay. We're going to go ahead and continue the interview. You got The Rock on the phone with you here. You get to ask any questions you want. We have contract with him that he will answer anything, and he will answer honestly. Ask him anything you want.
What could I ask The Rock?
Well, are you asking your friends? Your family?
No.
Are you asking me to help you out? Because I can help you out. We can edit all this out, and I can help you out a little bit.
Yes, please. I don't even know what to ask The Rock.
Okay. Can I ask you a question? If you had a lot of questions and you dreamed of interviewing him, were you just after the money, or did you really want to talk to The Rock?
No, I love The Rock. I've been watching WWE.
Okay. Just a question. All right. I suppose I'll help you out a little bit. When we had Jake the Snake Roberts and Dwight the Janitor on here, which I don't know if you remember them, those are some old school wrestlers, they told me about some really cool stuff backstage, so this part I'll edit out. Why don't you ask him about the insanity that happens backstage?
I do have a question about that.
Okay, go ahead.
When it comes to the beef inside the ring, go to the backstage also.
Yes, because I hate everybody in the WWE. They all just want to be me, but they'll never be me. I'm the host of that show, The Hero.
Okay. And why don't you ask them about some of the antics behind the scenes, behind the stage, behind the curtains? Ask again because I was stepping on you and somebody got to quit fucking with the cords.
What goes into making a good show? What amps you up?
I eat McDonald's and I drink a lot of Coke. This show is sponsored by Coke. That's how I make a good show. Coke.
Okay, so it sounds like he drinks a lot of Coke. And eats McDonald's. I find that kind of surprising with a physique like yours.
McDonald's makes you all healthy.
Tiffany, could you ask him maybe another boring question? Like something really boring?
Boring?
Yeah, just keep going like you are. Yep, go ahead. Keep going.
Okay. Ask me another boring question, bitch.
What I'm asking is, can you actually try to earn this $500, you know? Try to ask some legitimate questions?
Okay. Got one.
All right, go ahead.
How is The Rock's romance?
What?
How is The Rock's romantic life? You know, how's his romance?
I meet bitches, and then I fuck them.
Whoa. I definitely can't put that on the radio. Tiffany, I'm going to have to ask you to stick to questions that won't lead to profanity. I mean, I got to put a bit together here So far, you haven't been very helpful, and we're paying you $500, so please stick to questions that won't lead to profanity.
Ryan, everything's going to be profane with this shit, because she just wants my rock cock.
Whoa. Is that true, Tiffany?
That is a fair question.
Man, I'm not just some eye candy, okay? I was in the show Family Guy as myself. That's how cool I am. I play myself.
All right.
Okay, Rock, how do you feel to be born into legend?
What kind of question is that? What do you mean how it feel? It feel good. Good like how good I was in Hannah Montana. Yeah, I played in Hannah Montana.
Okay. All right, Tiffany, this is already going to be a real fuck job to edit, so I'm going to need you to actually, you know, hold some spirit. Ask him a question, keep rolling. Ask him a question, keep rolling. Don't act like this is your first time interviewing a celebrity. Just keep going.
But this is my first time.
Yeah, but I need you to act like it's not.
Okay.
Act like you're talking to, you know, talking to a brother or a sister. But just keep rattling out questions as fast as you can.
Act like you ain't a stupid hoe. Go see G.I. Joe.
All right, go.
That is very strong, Rock. That is very strong.
I'm very strong. I'm the Rock.
What projects are you into right now?
Oh, God.
Tiffany, I need you to keep tapping away. I know we got about a minute and a half left with him. I need at least six more questions. Keep going.
Okay. If you did not become a wrestler, what was your backup job?
Bitch, I ain't no wrestler. I'm an entertainer. I entertain and I make movies. Wrestling is just one big movie.
What is the weirdest thing The Rock has ever ate in his entire life?
Well, my fans know that I cook, and I eat shit that smells bad, like your mama's pussy.
Wow.
Yeah, this is going to be a tough thing to edit. Keep going, please.
Is your personality this strong at home? You're at home.
No.
So The Rock is pretty laid back.
Yeah, I'm laid back. Like, ain't you ever seen Planet 51? I was laid back in that movie.
How do you really feel about the fans?
I was also in the movie Snitch.
Yes, I know. I've seen every one of your movies. How do you feel about your fans?
Did you like my movie Journey to the Mysterious Island?
I love all your movies.
Oh, well, then I like you as a fan. See, that's how that works. You like my movies? Like if you watch My Tooth Fairy instead of that fat nigga, that fat guy's Tooth Fairy? Man. That fat guy didn't make a good Tooth Fairy. Man. I made a good Tooth Fairy.
Tiffany,
right?
Tiffany,
that redneck guy did not make a good Tooth Fairy like I made a good Tooth Fairy. You got me?
Tiffany?
You got me, Tiffany?
Tiffany, I'm going to need you. It's a well-known fact that we just need to get this last couple of questions in here. It's a well-known fact that The Rock is part of the truth movement, the conspiracy theorists of the theories that the government was behind 9/11. Could you ask him just a couple of questions about that and we can wrap this up?
Okay. How do you feel about the government?
No, you got to say the government 9/11. Let's reset that. Government 9/11. Ready? Go.
How do you feel about the government and 9/11?
I personally am not the biggest fans of them, but I'm in this movie about the government and 9/11. Coming up in 2014, it's called Hercules, the Thracian Wars, and it's about Hercules fighting the terrorists that are attacking 9/11.
All right. Keep rolling with the government conspiracy questions. We got time for three more questions. Make them quick.
What is your reason behind how you feel about the government and 9/11?
Well, I was working with Michael Bay when I made Pain and Gain. Did I mention I was in Pain and Gain? It's a good movie. It just came out. Probably one of the best movies of all time. I was in it. with Mark Wahlberg and Michael Bay. He directed it.
All right, Tiffany, two more 9/11s? Or conspiracy theories? It doesn't matter. He's big into that. Keep going. Two more.
Do you believe there is Illuminati?
I believe that there's a God, and that that God loves The Rock.
Okay, one more, Tiffany. We got about 20 more seconds with him. Keep going.
Do you think President Bush was a good president?
You know, I met President Bush when I was filming Tooth Fairy. He came on set, and he's like, "Hey, The Rock," and I'm like, "Hey, President Bush." And we made a pact that together we would sell our souls to Satan.
All right, everybody. This has been the interview with Dwayne The Rock Johnson and our special guest, super fan, Tiffany. Thanks for joining us. And it's been a very interesting interview. And Jesus, this is going to be a fuck job to edit. Yeah, Jesus Christ. I cactus this motherfucker. That's all I can say. All right, Rock, thanks for joining us. Tiffany?
Yeah.
Tiffany, I'm gonna go ahead and put you on hold, and you can
Everybody go drink Coke and watch Race to Witch Mountain. I was in that movie.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Rock.
And Fast 5 and Fast 6, and I would be in Fast 7.
Thank you, Rock. Thank you. All right, Tiffany, I'm gonna go ahead and put you on hold with the producer, and we'll go ahead and get that check worked out, okay?
Thank you, Hog.
Yep. Thank you. Yeah, just go ahead and wait, and then you'll be on. Oh, you just go ahead and wait, and you'll be all set. All right, hung up on her.
Why did that happen? Why did any of that happen?
Because some people are really stupid.
I hate everyone. I hate humanity.
I said fuck job, Espa. So, yeah, I don't understand why she thought you were The Rock. And then it was funny because you're still working on the promotion angle. And, yeah, that's what you should have said. You got to pay attention to the room. What do you think of 9/11? Hulk Hogan was behind 9/11.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Hulk Hogan flew planes into the Trade Towers. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't think of that. I wasn't reading the chat. I had his filmography up.
No, I know exactly what you're doing. That was great. Well, that's why I kept leading her down like weird paths, and I was just trying to make her feel weird, and then you just kept promoting.
Yeah, no.
I give her credit. For the record, when I lit a fire in her ass, she started going.
Guys, Hercules, the Thracian Wars, isn't about 9/11. Just so you know. And it's a fantasy movie by Brett
Hercules?
Ratner.
About
and
Hercules.
It is fantasy about Hercules. Characters? Yes.
Okay. Now I seen Ken around. He was talking. Ken, do you want to get on and do a call? You're like the guy who's been on every one of my shows. If you get on here and do a goddamn call, I got 20 minutes, man. So you're invited on. I'm gonna call that hotel back while I wait. Oh, that's the fucking Rock. I gotta scroll up and find that fucking hotel.
I'm The Rock, and this show has been brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Carl's Jr., fuck you. That's kind of what gave me my idea for my Coca-Cola one, where I said I put it in all the different languages. I put all the fucking all Go PL, Go Phone Losers of America, and I put it in a bunch of different languages. And then at the bottom, I put, brought to you by Coca-Cola. We're international, so fuck you. Goddamn Coca-Cola catches a bunch of scuff from redneck. Dude, did everybody hear Brad's call? Because it got ripped down, but I think he put it back up. That was fucking hilarious, because the first thing he did was the lady was like, it should be in English. All these people, the national anthem should be in English. And all these people have died for this country. And he goes, ma'am, that wasn't a national anthem. That was whatever, you know, it was. And
oh,
like,
beautiful.
Yeah. And then he was like,
it's now the national anthem.
Yep. And he goes, now, could you go ahead and sing me the national anthem? And she said, no, I don't have to. And he was like, well, could you just say like the first couple words?
Oh, say, can you, dude, see? And you, now I'm win.
All I can say, good job, RBCP, because you sold Stephen Colbert her ass. Because Stephen Colbert once did that to a guy he got a guy on there who he wants the Ten Commandments on fucking public ground. And you know, the basic opinion is, well, if you let one religion, then everybody's religion has to be on public ground, right? And he was like, this is our national religion. And he was like, well, you know, not really. But he was like, but it is important. He was like, absolutely. Let him. He led him down this little path, you know, this like senator. He was like a fucking senator or something. He was like, yeah, this should absolutely be, you know, there. It's part of our country. It's what came our country. It's like, yes, it's one of those documents that is so important that everybody should know it, learn it, and love it. He's like, absolutely. He was like, what are the Ten Commandments? And the guy couldn't say them. So basically, you got a guy fighting for something he knows nothing about. He knows like two commandments. So, dude, that
thou shalt not lie and thou shalt not murder people.
Yeah, yeah. You know, no, it doesn't even say people. Thou shalt not kill. It doesn't even say murder. It says kill.
I know.
So, but anyway,
see, I'm not a Christian, but I actually know some of the commandments.
Well, yeah, and I know a little bit of it too, but I can't say any 10 of them. But it's really funny when somebody acts that's convicted to something that it offends them so much that other people aren't as convicted to it as they are, and then with the right questioning, you find out that they don't really have conviction to the words; they just have convictions to the idea.
Well, I mean, just so everyone knows, I'm not a super Christian, but do not worship any other gods. Do not make any idols. Do not misuse the name of God. Keep thy Sabbath holy. Honor your father and mother. Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not lie. Do not covet. I win.
Now this one's going to make Ban laugh. God is good. God's great. Less things between. Amen. The only one person's going to laugh out of that, and that's Ban, because you guys don't know. You guys don't know where that came from. So there I go. I alienated everybody in the room.
Fucking using those stupid inside jokes, Jayad. What a jerk.
I know. And just so you guys know, I'm actually a Buddhist Mormon. It's a hybrid religion. It's a Buddhist Mormon. So don't hate on me, or I won't celebrate your birthday.
I worship Cthulhu.
No, and in all honesty, I'm the one that they all hate. Do you guys know what that is? What religion or what? I guess
Christianity.
What form of belief do all religions hate?
Christianity.
Atheists. Yeah, they all hate atheists, and this is why.
That's a technicality, and fuck you. That was clever.
Because,
fuck you,
because, Jaya. Well, the simple way to put it is, because if you would think that the biggest...
Do not bear false witness is the idol one.
You would think a Christian. You would think a Christian would hate a Satanist more than anything else, right? But that's not true, because a Satanist helps support the concept of a god.
Yeah,
no.
When you take away and you say, no, what you're saying is absolutely true and it doesn't exist in reality, you become the enemy of every religion. And in reality, no, sure. I don't give a shit what people believe. I just don't want to intrude in schools. Like, I don't know, did anybody listen to the Bill Nye debate?
A bit of it, yes.
Yeah. And it was really good. And it's not even like Ken Ham can open up 40 of those museums. They're fucking stupid and nobody wants to go to them. But he can open up as many as he wants. What I don't want to see is Ken Ham entering science class with philosophy. That's what I don't want to see. And that's the only time religion really ever pisses me off. Otherwise, I could give a fuck what weirdos want to believe or dump their money into. And well, yes, I think all you people are weirdos.
All of you need to cut yourself for H.P. Lovecraft and worship Cthulhu. Thank you.
When are we going to have more? Never Black Elvis. Never. Everyone thank Black Elvis. I feel insulted by that statement, and I will never do a prank phone call, but I am going to constantly sit on the Madhouse stream so nobody else can do shows.
Ha ha.
All right, no, we're gonna do. Did Ken ever come?
Isn't that Turbo's job already?
Yes, yes. Turbo is the placeholder on Madhouse.
Yep.
Turbo's like a bookmark.
Well, he's that guy that you can wake up at 3 a.m. on Tuesday, and he's doing a show.
And then wake up, and then go back to sleep, and wake up, and he's still doing a show.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. Turbo's show is actually really entertaining because he. He thinks of weird shit like the fucking machine building calls today. Such a simple concept, so bizarre, and you didn't really plan it. It was kind of just off the cuff, and it turned out to be really fun. So,
well, that's because Southerners are assholes.
Amen, sister.
It doesn't take much, does it? All right. Oh, yeah, yeah. I know what Chakala's going to do. Give me just a second. I'm going to scroll back up to the find fucking that hotel room. I can see if I can bypass her yet. I know. My show isn't quite like Carlito's where it's constantly rolling. I try to – that's why I think I have all you guys on, because I try to make it like talk show, prank show. And I don't really plan it that way. That's just the way it's turned out. If it was more like Carlito's – well, if it was more like Carlito's, it would be like constant prank phone calls almost always. And if it was more like RBCP's, it would be prank phone calls. There would be no prep involved. It would be prank phone call. Hold on. Let me play some songs while I go loot some numbers. All right, prank phone call. Let me go loot some more numbers. Listen to these songs. So everybody has their own formats.
Ring.
And if you hate my format, quit watching.
Ring. My format is funny. When I'm on a show, I'm just hilarious.
All right, let's see if I get through.
Thank you for calling Howard Johnson Tucson. This is Trish. How may I help you?
Yeah, I guess 101, please.
One moment.
All right. I hope anal is open.
Oh, I should mute. Sorry.
Well, anal. Answer. Maybe it was 102. Come on, lady. Okay, I have no clue what the fuck happened. Ew. I'm calling her back. She's leaving me on hold. Yeah, ma'am, it wasn't even ringing or anything when you tried to patch me through.
It didn't go. Okay, one moment. Let me try again. 101, okay. You said, correct?
Yeah, well, it's Anal's room. It's 101, I think. That's what he told me.
What's the last name?
Dehcolaka. Dehcolaka. And it's Anal, A-N-I-L.
Dehcolaka.
Yeah. Is 101 or 102? I thought it was 101, but even when you patched me through, like nothing, there wasn't a ring or anything.
Okay, one moment for me.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, Anil?
Hello, who's this?
This is Patricia at the front desk.
Patricia?
Yes, I'm going to need you to pack your bags and leave.
What? I'm calling 911.
No, that would be retarded because this is not an emergency. This is Patricia from the front desk, and I need you to pack your bags and leave.
Okay, I'm calling 911.
Anil, do you not understand that 911's for emergencies? Are you at all in danger, or is there any kind of fire or anybody in danger?
Okay, I'm calling 911 right now.
Anil, if you call 911, they will arrest you. They will arrest you, Anil.
There's your threat of the night.
Thank you for calling Howard Johnson Tucson. This is Patricia. How may I help you?
Yeah, Patricia, I just called Anil. And I told him that I was you from the front desk. I said, hi, this is Patricia, and you need to pack your bags. You need to leave. And next thing you know, he says he was going to call 911. So you might want to stop him because that's not an emergency. That's ridiculous.
Well, you're the one ridiculous lying that way.
Well, no, this is Steve. Steve is I'm his buddy. He just didn't get it.
Well, it's because other people have been calling the rooms doing prank calls all night.
Well, that's stupid. So I've only called Anil. Me and Anil, we were at the gem show together, and well, we met at the Gem Show, I should say. And he gave me his room number, and we, you know, we had some drinks, and I just thought I would mess with him. And now he says he's calling 911 on you.
Oh, okay. Well, if they show up, then I'll go ahead and talk to him. But yeah, he's had other people that have been calling him and doing prank calls all night through the hotel.
Okay.
So
okay.
He's probably not taking it as a joke at this point.
Okay. Well, just tell him that it was Steve from the Gem Show this time, not the other times. It was Steve from the Gem Shows, and I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make him mad.
Okay. I will make sure. I will let him know.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. Bye-bye.
I don't know where I was going with any of that. That didn't make any sense.
I figured you were being kind of serious in case the cops came.
No, I so wasn't. I was just being stupid. I just I thought, I think I'm going to call her and just tell her what I just did.
Oh, well, in that case, I should have done what I want. I was going to break in and say, I'm the Rock, Patricia, and O'Neill is threatening me.
I was at the Gem Show. For some reason, they invited me because my name's The Rock.
I'm the mascot of the Gem Show.
All right. We got like 10 minutes. What calls do we do? We want to keep doing calls?
I want to do a hotel call.
Give me a hotel. I will call.
Can I do a call with you, Vulture?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Let's get
me and Lux are like hotel dynamic duo.
I am being a call whore tonight, guys.
Yeah.
You dirty little call slut, Lux.
I know it wasn't like a super funny call, but I did like when I said, Anil, this is Patricia from the front desk. You need to pack your bags and leave immediately.
I'm calling the police. I'm calling 911 right now.
When I said, this is Patricia from the front desk, he goes, this is Patricia?
Yeah, yeah. I heard the brain fart there. Like the way he reacted to that, it was funny.
Yeah, no, when you said that, I kind of took a second to like realize reality still existed.
I did get a kick out of that line when I thought I looked down at my pad and I went, I'm gonna tell him my name is Patricia from the front desk.
See, you keep notes and shit still?
Yeah, it's just something I do, especially when we started first calling this hotel. I started jotting everybody's name and numbers.
Yeah, no, I get that. I used to do that. I don't do things organized anymore at all, though, because that's not fun.
That's fun for me.
Well, Turbo says otherwise.
Okay. All right. So
now I just spew shit that comes into my head. It's not as funny, but...
So what kind of hotel call do you want to make, Lex?
Yeah, like fuck.
Let's break Sprinkly. He's just joining quick. Yeah, so did Ken. Turbo. Oh.
Ken, yeah, they're all out of here. Okay, let's do a couple more, though. Let's hit a hotel.
I think... Bye, did Turbo just get offended? God damn it.
Why did he get offended?
I don't know. I'm mean, I guess.
What'd you say?
I didn't catch it. I was reading
nothing.
Okay.
Just so the reason we stopped doing the Psycho Show together, he had Turbo Boost, and I don't make it fun anymore. Like, I try to plan it. So.
Oh. Yeah. That's all right.
Now all right. Ken is trolling me.
Either that or he got tired. Either way, thanks for being on, Turbo, and welcome back on if you want to come on in the next 5 minutes when we're wrapping up.
Ken hates my rock voice.
Yeah, Ken's just angry today. I don't understand Ken's in and out. In or out. Either way, you're always welcome. Jump in and out 5 times. I don't care. All right. Has anybody got me a hotel room, goddammit? That's all I need. Hotel room.
I'm calling.
Well, okay.
Calling Ken out. Dwight, you're going to go up against The Rock. I'm going to cook, you're going to clean. We're going to be a straight-up sexist-as-fuck match.
Okay, pick a state, guys.
Nevada, please. Elko, Nevada. I mean...
Yeah, something West Coast, because it's not too late. Well, it's fun to call rooms in the middle of the night. Who am I kidding? It's the front desk. Get your stuff and leave. We don't allow neo-Nazis in our rooms. What? All right. All right, so you're getting those right now.
Yeah.
Do it where I told you to do it, please.
Elko?
Yeah, I have a familiarity, or so to speak.
You didn't feed, did you?
No, I said I had the show to do. I couldn't feed. I'm sorry. Here. I didn't feed the horses. They're going to die or something.
Hey, let the horses die.
Whatever happens when you feed horses 3 hours late.
They die. Didn't you know that?
Okay, there's a hotel.
Ah, perfect. What kind of hotel is it?
Best Western.
right.
Yay. I got this.
Let's see what happens. All right. It's all you guys.
All right.
It's calling the Best Western Outgoing. This is Deanna. How may I help you?
Hi. Can I have room 104, please?
Okay. And what's your name on the room?
Oh, I'm not sure. My friend texted me and said he was in the room. I don't know what name the room is under.
Hello, ma'am?
Yes.
My mom is in the room. Or she was. I don't know. But my babysitter is the one that called you because I'm not good with phones yet. I just need to talk to my mom, please.
I can't. Without a name, I can't disconnect.
Is there a girl in the room?
I'm sorry,
who? Can you tell me if there's a girl in the room?
I can't tell you anything.
Please, though?
No, I'm sorry, I can't. Why not?
It's just a hotel.
Right, and I can't just connect you to anybody's room. I'm sorry.
Ma'am? Okay, well, let me see what you've got. Who refuses a little kid?
She does. She doesn't break policy. I'd refuse you too.
There are a lot of hotels that don't, though. Like, if I play that card, like, yeah. I need my mommy, and they're like, oh, okay, hold on.
All right. Well, we need another one.
Seems Best Western sucks ass, so fuck them.
Ken, we're not stopping you from doing a call. I've wanted you to do a call the whole time.
I know. I've tried to invite him on like 10 times, and when I'd asked him, he didn't answer. I said, okay, who's around? Ken, are you there? No? Okay. Is there a problem with your mic?
Ken, do a fucking call.
Oh, I'm it's confused. Dwight. Ken can't do calls. It's Dwight. Dwight, do you want to do a call? He gets a split personality. Here, I'm going to look up a fucking goddamn place. And then you guys do the call because it's around my area.
Okay. I don't know the Horsey Cat theme song lyrics. That's all Spray, man. He beat me to it. I was writing one, but it got thrown out.
All right, this
Spray
is...
Turbo themes.
Hey guys.
What?
Here's like a. It's like.
I want to ride on the Horsey Cat.
It's like a sleazy motel. It's like a sleazy motel in the bad area of my area.
I want to ride on the Horsey Cat. Yeah. The horsey. Oh, I'm sorry. It's a horse and a cat.
Stop. And then these basically, and it's right by a gay bar. Also, it's right by Moe's, just so you guys got some information here. But it's a very drug-driven area. So it's usually like hookers would probably go there because I think you can rent by the four-hour block.
Okay. Hi, I'm 11 and my hooker's there. Can you tell her I'm going to be late?
All right, guys, ready?
Yeah.
Hey, Pokja, you're a hooker. I'm 11. Let's get a room together.
Okay. Cool. I'll say I need a reserve.
Or just ask for a room. It's a real small place.
Horsey cat, you're delicious. Taste like fishes and have a huge cock.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Okay, maybe that's not their number anymore. I don't know. Maybe the place isn't even open. It's a real fucking crappy place. Somebody else got something?
Bye, Awkward.
Yeah, goodbye, Awkward. Thanks for being on.
Bye-bye. Thanks, dudes.
Yep. All right. Ken, do you want to jump on and do a call? I got time for one more call.
Why would a horsey cat taste like a fish, though? It doesn't even make sense.
Why would a horsey cat have a big cock?
Yeah, the whole thing doesn't make sense, and that's what was great about it. Okay, guys, I guess I'm a lot of things.
Lex, read what Ken wrote.
Oh, God.
Drink it up.
Ken, you're very mean to me.
Drink it up, boy.
Ken has had some...
Okay, the reason you weren't asked to do a call until 45 minutes into the show is because Jayad talks like at least 47 minutes.
I think I did, though.
As an intro.
I think I did the first handful. I usually like to get a few out of the way and then pass it. All right, guys. Anybody else got a number? Otherwise, I think I'm going to wrap it up. I'm getting pretty burned out.
You want to call Vicky back? The Obama lady? I'll talk to her.
Didn't we try her?
Yeah. I don't know.
What happened with that?
She's the anti.
You didn't say Obama enough.
No. That's right. No. This is the... Oh, that's right. Let's look at her thing.
Oh, yeah. I have it.
All right.
Here, I'll put it in the chat.
No, it doesn't say that. It doesn't.
Here, there it is.
No, I got it up, but it doesn't say.
Oh, she didn't follow the rules.
Yeah.
Call her back. She didn't follow the rules. Rappy says, follow the rules.
All right. I'll
call her back as a.
Are you going to call as the follow-up agent?
Yeah.
All right. And say, ma'am.
I've got a Lowe's Motel in Westboro, NC.
Number. All right, we're going to do this one first. There you, what was her name? Right.
Vicky.
All right, there you go.
Kaka, Obama.
Yeah, Obama.
Obama. I'm going to ruin the call.
No, Lex.
Do not ruin the call.
Obama.
You can leave a message. Hello, Vicky?
Yes.
Hi, I'm the head. What?
Go ahead. What? What did you say?
Oh, I'm the head of security and web operations at Craigslist.com.
Obama.
Craigslist.org.
You know what? You know, I don't know who you are, and I've had two different calls from you with different numbers. So if
I'm sorry, Obama made me do it.
I am. Nobody calls at 11 o'clock, so lose my number.
Obama.
But Obama.
Obama.
So she must have been just going along with you, Dion.
Yeah, she didn't change nothing. Her crack shack is still there.
Well, I mean, what do you expect? She watches Breaking Bad enough to make a Breaking Bad reference. To be honest, everyone that watches that show is either really smart or really stupid. Like, there's no in between. So, and she obviously wasn't smart. I mean, like, I watch it because the production value is great. The writing is amazing. The camera work is to die for. The acting is incredible. She watches it because it's got drugs and shit.
Yeah.
Like, said like that with, like, an actual in, not and, but, like, drugs in shit.
And like the plot, there's like no plot holes in the show.
Somebody.
Yeah, no, it's good.
Who said that? They said, Black Elvis, Obama equals 9/11. I bet you could bring that up to her and she would totally fucking, oh yeah, for sure. Dude, when they talked to her earlier, they said, yeah, he's a, I think it was Turbo or something. He was like, yeah, he's a Muslim. Did you know he's a.
Eat shit.
Oh, I said that.
Yeah,
I
you said he's Jagged a yeah. Did he's a Muslim and he was born in a foreign country? Did you know that? Oh yeah, everybody knows that he's a Muslim and he has. Like, she said something about you can. He has something on his ring, which is a Muslim system or a Muslim.
Oh yeah.
Something like that. And I'm going, this lady's like fucking. She's drank the Kool Aid, man. She's fucking right up there with goddamn
Obama equals Illuminati equals 9/11 equals Syria.
Calm down, Lux. The conspiracy theorist guy. Who is that? God damn it.
Alex Jones.
Yeah, she's right up there with Alex Jones. Like, first of all, if you're going to be a secret fucking foreign Muslim who set out to destroy America, are you going to wear it on your finger?
Yeah.
Yes.
Who's going to... You know what I mean? That doesn't make any sense.
Exactly. That's why you would do it, because it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
If I'm going to kill somebody, I'm going to walk up and say, like, yo, I'm going to kill you. LOL, I'm kidding, man. Don't worry.
Yeah,
like, because then now they don't think you're going to kill them.
And
right?
You got to make it so obvious that only an idiot would do it, and that means you're smart enough not to do it.
Exactly. Yeah, no, I don't know. Just make shit obvious.
Or just make shit up. That's the Jones way. All right, guys. I think I'm going to wrap it up. Unless somebody else has something? What's this number?
Oh, that's a hotel. Lowe's Motel.
All right.
In NC.
Eat it up, guys. Last one.
I'm going to use my NC voice.
You just say you want anal.
No.
It sounded like you said I can get mean.
I'm going to use my NC voice.
Use your inside voice. Okay, I don't think they're going to answer.
Fail.
All right.
Damn it, Raptor Jesus. Damn it.
All right, guys, I think I'm going to call it a night.
So, okay. All right. Jose, what did you learn? There? What did you learn?
Yeah, Jose, what did you learn today? Nothing.
I learned that playing with penis pumps is bad for your soul.
What?
It was off of a slightly related joke to when he somebody had a penis pump fucking as a weapon. Oh, because your name was Josie the Hose. That's it. Okay, Boca, what did you learn today?
That The Rock loves McDonald's.
I do. I do love McDonald's. Yeah.
Lux, what did you learn today?
I learned that The Warrior and The Rock are the same person. Oh, shit. Yeah. And also that I should put my head in a refrigerator and let Dwight shut the fucking door over and over. No, okay. Okay. I found something worse than hand on the stove. Actually, that's what I learned today. Yep. Polkjaw is a worse mother than Jayed is a father. That's hard to beat, being worse than Jayed as a parent.
All I do is cause external scarring, which helps build up strong hands. She's putting radiation into your hand.
Well, you also beat me every once in a while when I bake Legos into the turkey.
That is true. All right, Buck, what did I learn today? I learned that wrestling calls have lost their pump. I think I've lost some steam. And last week was fun. They always do that. Whenever I do the fucking, I use my leftover numbers the week after. But it's such a busy fucking week at work, man. I didn't have time. Plus, I'm working on another little project. So.
Yeah, I'm gonna do some ads this week too,
and make them better than your idea. And if Polka, if you have any ideas or something that you want to give me, I'll be more than happy to pump some ads out. It's hard for me to constantly keep coming up with ideas. It's hard.
Yeah.
If anybody got some ideas, share with me. Let's see. MST3, he's learned that APL intro till never had. Well, I've never heard the APL intro. Heard a phone larking intro?
Yeah.
You never heard that?
Until tonight, apparently.
Wow, really? I've been using that for a little.
Did you get a new one or something? Or?
No. It's got to be the one with the Two Live Crew beat.
Interesting fact. My first ever, actual prank call is in that intro thing. It's got me talking from
the don't trust those people?
Yeah, the science van call. Yeah, that's a great call. Yeah, that's still fun.
It scared people. It made a lady worry. Let's see.
He kidnapped me.
Anyways, guys, Carlito today asked me if I was willing to put up a request a prank that would go straight to my email. I said, sure, man, set it up. So I'm sure him or Tabachi or Enigma or somebody will be setting that up soon. So hopefully that'll be up soon. And middle of the week, you guys get an idea for a prank. Fucking send it through, and I'll put it on my list. A lot of the times I get these requests, during the show. Look at, I got fucking a couple of people that have sent me a message. Well, one of them is from Bo, but no requests today. But a lot of times, even Nova says, want some numbers. I miss that when people type me. I see it at the end of the show when I get some time. I go, oh, shit, somebody messaged me, right? But if I have request a prank and I'm getting these beforehand, then I'll have shit lined up. So, yeah, I would love your guys' number. It takes a lot of the workload off of me. I think when I don't feel so overwhelmed with the show during the week, then it makes me a lot better on the day of, So hopefully this request to prank, you got ideas, you got straight numbers, you got anything, just throw them to me, man. And if it isn't up soon, push Carlito to get that up. I don't think he's much anyways. He's just kind of laying around being injured.
Yeah, that sucks, though.
I know. I think I got this answer before. What happened to him? I didn't realize he was that kind of hurt until the other day when RBCP's prank played. And it's like, dude, he's still in a fucking hospital?
Yeah, no, yeah, just issues and stuff. Issues and problems. And
okay, yeah, I asked him, I said, what, do you try to die every year? Because I think last year he had an issue too, didn't he?
Yeah, heart juice, apparently.
Yeah, yeah, he has to quit doing that. We need that guy. He's the guy who keeps this, he's the heart of this place. If he dies, this place dies. Well, probably, I don't know for sure, but it feels like it would, so... All right.
Yeah. Anyways. I dropped my email in the IRC, so if you ever want to send me requests or penises, I don't care. I'm not choosy. Beggars can't be choosers. And I'm begging that you email me something so I don't feel alone.
Yeah. All right, guys. I'm going to go ahead and call it a night. It's been a good week. Hopefully next week I'll have a lot of good ideas. I like potpourri type of shows. Maybe that's what I'll aim for next week, where we got a handful of different ideas and we just
call. We're going to be that stuff you put over the toilet after you shit.
Yeah. We're going to call.
That's us. That's us.
Yeah, we're going to call places and talk about potpourri next week. So, should be exciting. So, all right, everybody. Thanks for listening. This has been the Outer Phone Larking. Good night.
I'm going to go do horse shit.
P-L-A. P-L-A.
Go
away.
P-L-A.
Go away.
P-L-A.
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 Go away.
P-L-A. Go away.
P-L-A.
Go away.
P-L-A.
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 Go away.
Go away.
P-L-A.
P-L-A. Go away.
P-L-A.
No.
P-L-A. What the?